United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned as part of the PTL club.
Let's go! Tracy and friends here on WSLM AM 600. Hope you're having a good day today. I am here in studio with Styx, and today is hump day. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, and I'm hoping you're having a good day today. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229, and there's a lot going on. You guys got to call me and tell me if how you're staying warm. Yesterday I abandoned Jeff, and I made him stay home alone. And because I wasn't feeling too good. I'm getting better. I'm doing better, but I wasn't feeling too good, and so I left Jeff home alone. So I want to thank him for jumping in and being here and at the last moment, because that's just what you know. You guys know I'm late. I'm a woman, right? And you know sometimes we just wait till the last minute to do everything, and then we don't want you to tell us anything. So that's what I do. And so I called him at the last minute last night and said, "Hey, can you help a girl out?" And he said he'd be here by himself. And I said, oh, okay, that works for me. And I hear he did a pretty good show yesterday. It's going to be open mic for the rest of it, well, for today and Friday. Tomorrow, you know, is Fitness Day. And Fitness Day is the day, or Fitness Health and Wellness Day. I have not changed that. I've got Doris Bullock from Fit Family and Dr. Matt Mason from Mason Wellness. And also Dr. Brandy from Turning Point, and they're all going to be here with me on tomorrow. So mark your calendars because you know it's New Year's. You know everybody's talking about health and wellness, but we do it all year long. I haven't done as well as I'd like to do, but I have dropped at least 30 pounds in the last year, and I'm feeling pretty good for the most part, somewhat. If it's not one, I've just found out if it's not one thing, it's another. We'll have to have Girls Day, Girls Shout Out Day, and see if we can have a conversation about a lot of things that goes on with women's health. But we'll do that at another time. Hey, Styx, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You're doing pretty good?
Yeah. It's 20 degrees warmer than it was yesterday. That's a good thing.
Hey, what is up with this warming trend and it's only 20 degrees? I don't get it. I mean, seriously, global warming, but I mean, this is what they said on the news. We're going to have warming trend.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 50 this weekend.
50 this weekend, but it was 50 below.
No, it was only 12 below.
Yeah, but wind chill.
Well, you don't count the wind chill.
What do you mean you don't count the wind chill?
When you talk about the records, they don't count wind chill.
They might as well.
I mean, they were talking 70 below up in Minneapolis with the wind chill.
Where my cousin lives, she said it was 50 below in Wisconsin.
I believe that.
She says with wind chill. She said, they said, can you imagine? I mean,
yeah,
really?
I told you a few weeks ago, Amy called me and said with the wind chill, it was 51 below in Gillette.
That's amazing.
In Wyoming.
That's amazing.
They never shut the mine down. Just keep right on digging coal.
Speaking of which, I'm going to start this early. And, you know, it's open mic. So if you want to call in and join the conversation, Diva, your mic is on if you want to jump in. I need to know some things. I'm stuttering, huh?
Yeah, that's all right.
You know, I was home,
mm-hmm.
which means I had nothing else to do besides watch TV.
Oh, that's a bad thing.
And I'm not a reader when I'm sick. When I'm not feeling good,
I don't.
I can't do all that. And so I had all this plans. I said, while I'm down, I'm going to work. Get on my computer. I'm going to get some stuff done. I'm going to organize my office. I lied. I laid around and looked stupid. But nevertheless, let's go back to my question. They said that this you know, they wanted you to conserve energy
mm-hmm.
during this cold snap, this polar vortex.
Right.
So they want you to conserve electricity and gas.
Right.
During peak hours.
Right.
Don't go to work. Leave the kids at home. Don't go to school. Shut everything down, but conserve energy. Now, in the summertime, when they ask you to conserve energy, it makes a little bit more sense because, yes, it's hot, but you can always go find cooling places. You can go down to your basement. You can go outside and play in a pool. You can go to a park. You can go to a museum. You can go to a library. You can find a store to sit around. You know, you can turn, you know, not press as much energy and electricity. But in the wintertime when it is like 13 below zero, how are you going to conserve energy?
Well,
and I got to ask you.
A lot of people turn their thermostats up.
And why would you not turn it up if it's not blowing? It's 13 below.
Right.
Why would I not turn my heat up?
Well, the problem is if everybody turns their heat up, then you end up with nobody having any heat.
Well, the problem is...
because they can't keep up.
Why can't they keep up?
Because we closed all the power plants.
See, that's crazy.
And we can't frack, so we can't have any natural gas.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you do that? Why would you say, don't have clean coal? Don't frack. Shut down the coal mines. Don't create any kind of nuclear energy. It's 13 below, but yet we want you to conserve energy. Hello?
Because we stopped subduing the earth and began to worship the earth. That's why.
Do we know how stupid that sounds?
Oh, it's insane. I mean, the human race is the only race on the planet that wants to destroy itself.
I'm serious.
The only species, I should say. The human race is the only species. We abort our children. We refuse to use the earth to our benefit. I mean, we're insane. We just want to destroy ourselves.
Listen, the barbecue potatoes was not a hit.
Yeah, I didn't think so. We won't get any more of those.
The barbecue potatoes are not a hit.
No.
Everything else is a hit.
Okay.
They're all gone. The barbecue still remains.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to eat them.
Right.
Okay.
And those are buffalo barbecue, too. They're not the regular ones. So
whatever they are. Nobody will eat them.
We ain't going to get those no more.
I haven't touched them yet, but I just thought I'd let you know.
All right.
It was just a little sideline conversation. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I'm just really
quick.
I watched them say this, and I said, are you kidding me?
Well, let's go back one. Let's go back one step here. I mean, there's even – you'd have never thought this. I got a friend that does commercial refrigeration. He's been so busy he can't see straight the last 2 days.
Why?
Because the refrigeration quits working when it gets this cold. They can't keep their coolers cold in the grocery stores because the compressor's all shut down. It's too cold for the compressors. The Freon acts up funny.
Can you please go outside and think about this? This is what you do. Just take the meat outside. My mom was like, we don't have enough room in the refrigerator. I said, sit it outside.
Listen,
yesterday the water companies could not deliver water. The pop companies could not deliver sodas.
First time in 50 years, Allied Waste canceled trash service.
I mean, well, you can pick up trash. They were just trying to get a day off without having any problems. But I'm talking about you could not take your water on side of the water truck or your sodas and your beverages. You couldn't do that because it was going to freeze. In almost instantaneous. I mean, they say it was, you know, even if they had water out there, it became slushy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty serious.
Oh, it was.
The trash company, they were just trying to save
it. It was brutal yesterday.
I didn't go out in it.
I was forced to go out about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, but I didn't go out Monday at all.
So I'm just working on this. I thought it was very, very. I couldn't wrap my head around, you know, kill the power companies, kill the electric companies, kill everything else, and then ask America to conserve energy. Because there were a lot of people without energy here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you know, I mean, when you close something like 30% of the power plants in a given area. And then you have an extremely cold event or extremely hot event when people need electricity, you can't keep up. I mean, they warned of this. They said we were going to get this, rolling brownouts, rolling blackouts.
You should not have rolling blackouts in a cold. Do you know how cold it would be? The houses are colder than being outside.
I've got a 200-year-old house. Believe me, I know all about cold houses.
Yeah, but when the power goes out, it gets colder. Am I missing it? I mean, inside of a home, I can stand outside in the cold. This is just me. I can stand outside in the cold, but I cannot go into a cold building. There's a different kind of cold.
Well, yeah, because if it's really cold, I mean, I worked in one of these big steel boxes here in Youngstown for a lot of years, and it would just, when it got cold like this, it would just suck all the heat right out of your bones. You know, you're right, but
and then you were prepared because you had actually, you know, you had insulated, you know, underwear. But I'm saying, but just to be inside of a cold house,
mm-hmm.
it's a different kind of cold than being outside.
Oh yeah,
I don't know what it is that makes it so different.
It's because everything around you is sucking the heat off of you. Whereas when you're outside, you don't have, you're not in close to things that absorb heat. Air absorbs heat at a slower rate than steel does, or even wood.
There's so much going on.
Oh, tons.
There's so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just looking at the common sense of how people do things. I am.
Well, common sense is completely out of the window. These environmentalists especially have so many people so wound up in emotion that they refuse to even think critically anymore. You know, I've been having this ongoing discussion about fracking on Facebook with one of Jeff's friends. And the thing is, has anybody ever stopped to think, we've been hydraulically fracturing oil wells since 1945. And nobody ever said anything about it until somebody found out we got more oil under Northeast Ohio than they got in the entire Middle East.
Well, you know,
that's when all of a sudden, my God, we got to stop this thing.
Well, no, it's bigger than that, from my understanding, and I think you may have brought it to the forefront as well as some others. When you talk about energy independence, it's a nation, and it's about control because
yeah.
of how things have been set up. And it's my understanding that there are a lot of outlying countries
mm-hmm.
who are concerned about America becoming
yeah.
energy independent.
Every one of these, the major anti-energy groups, is being funded by either one of the Arab countries, one of the OPEC countries, or Russia's Gazprom. People refuse to admit that.
Well, it's not about the admittance of it. It goes back to information and education, and I think I told you guys I'm reading a book on power in the media and how it's been used to shape the mindset of America. Over the years, it has not, and we're talking about going all the way back to radio and moving forward, the newspapers.
The whole
brainwashing of America.
Look at the War of the Worlds.
Okay.
Remember the story of the War of the Worlds, the radio broadcast?
Yes.
You know, I mean, people had such faith in radio, all they had to do was make something sound like a news report. They had people jumping off of buildings.
That's what I'm saying.
And they did the same thing in the 80s. There was a television show done, and I can't remember what the name of it was, but it was about a nuclear terrorist in Charleston Harbor, Charleston, South Carolina. And we were living down there at the time. I was in the Navy, and I didn't personally, but the different ones of my shipmates had family calling them wanting to know if it was real because it was done that realistically as a news broadcast.
And I remember that. You know, Orson Welles?
No, Orson Welles did the War of the Worlds radio thing.
Right.
This was a television show that was done as a news broadcast, and what they did was they said the scenario was that some terrorists got a hold of a nuclear submarine in Charleston, and they had rigged the reactor to explode. And what they had did then, they did it as if the news broadcasters were on the aircraft carrier that's on display down there at Patriots Point. And it was done as a news broadcast, and it was very realistic. And like I said, friends of ours had family calls.
But I'm talking about. See, that was something that was done, and you saw the immediate reaction. I'm talking about the subliminal lying, the subliminal shaping of your mindset based upon my objective and my agenda for me to control you. See, that's something totally different than me seeing how you're controlled. One thing is for me to see how you're controlled. The other thing is for me to actually do it because I know that you're controlled to shape how you think. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It is an open mic. We're just having some conversation about things that are going on in the world today. And as we're getting ready, we're getting settled into the new time and the new way of doing things. We're hoping that you will stick and stay with us. Call your friends and neighbors and tell them that we're here. from 9 until noon, Monday through Friday. We'll be right back.
Fit Family. Individualized and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. One of the men charged with having a mobile meth lab in his car died, and the Mahoney County coroner is investigating his cause of death. 30-year-old Jeremy Bowker of Rogers was indicted for illegally manufacturing drugs. He was supposed to appear in court yesterday on the charges. Back in November, three police officers were taken to the hospital overcome with chemical fumes after opening the trunk of a car that Rogers and another man were inside of. A Youngstown grandmother won't serve any time behind bars in the shooting death of her 4-year-old grandson. During a hearing yesterday, a judge put Pamela Easterly on probation for 5 years. Last July, she told investigators she was in the living room of her Fairgreen Avenue home when she heard the fatal gunshot from another room. And the offices of the Mahoning County District Board of Health are back open today. They were closed yesterday because of the extreme cold. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Attention all healthcare professionals. Is your practice accepting new patients? Are you looking to grow your business? If so, listen to this opportunity. Our radio station, which is part of Cumulus Media, is publishing and distributing 20,000 free local medical guides this spring. It includes a physician's listing, as well as marketing opportunities for your practice. This is a great opportunity for you to attract new patients. Make sure your practice is included in the medical guide. For all the details, call me, Brad Marshall, at 330-779-8127.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Oh, very nice.
I'll hold your hand.
fare just like
my mother will start to
beautiful
worry.
What's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the
listen
floor.
To that fireplace roar.
So really I'd better
beautiful please don't hurry.
Maybe just a
why don't you put some records on while I pour?
Well, the neighbors might think
bet it gets bad out there.
Say, what's in this chair?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
Too great bad.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
red. I ought to say no, no.
Mind
no,
if I'm moving closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Oh, but it's cold.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. And inside the studio, I have Six and... Annie's here with me again today, and I want to thank her for coming in. She's on school break, and she's still here, and she decided to come in with me, and I'm glad to see her again. How you doing, lady?
I'm good.
Hey, turn her mic up. Give her this one over here, Six. Give her the one on the stand. Give her that one. Yeah. Give her that one. Bend it over.
I say it's cold out there.
Thank you.
They're making noise. Hey, good to have you.
Tracy, why you play the Christmas date rape song?
The who?
You just played the Christmas date rape song.
The Christmas date rape?
Date rape.
Why is that the date rape song?
Say, what's in this drink, he roofied her.
It's not, are you kidding me?
Dude, I'm not making this up.
Oh, man, you guys are special. Take a beautiful song like that and just mess it up.
It's gross. You like...
That's not the, but that's the original song was, Baby, It's Cold Outside. Not roofie.
I know, but...
Hey, turn her mic up a little bit. She's on three.
You got to remember, when that song was written, they didn't know what a roofie was.
Yeah, but they changed it to a roofie.
That's from the 50s.
The kids changed it to a roofie.
When she was saying, in the song, when this song was written, when she was saying, what's in this drink, that's what she meant, was what's in this drink.
No.
Drink.
Drink. They were drinking bourbon and eggnog.
Well.
You eat eggnog?
Nah.
Why?
I don't know. It's a funny color. Never tried it.
Never tried it?
Nah.
She's a vegetarian. That's how.
Oh,
her,
you don't eat eggs?
She don't eat eggs.
Yeah, I eat grass and berries and twigs.
You need to call Dr. Danielle.
Yeah.
Did you?
No, Paul's got an appointment Thursday.
Okay, you need to call Dr. Danielle.
Okay.
I don't want her to come in here at 12.
Yeah.
I think I forgot.
All right.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Hey, Diva, what's going on with you?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Trying to stay awake.
Why are you trying to stay awake? I mean, your daughter's off to school. At least it's the first day that everybody's gone back to school, I think it is.
2 hours late most places.
Why are they going 2 hours late?
Probably because the bus.
Oh, we always have a two-hour delayed starts the first week of, first or second week of the month, each month, in our school district, so.
What kind of mess is that?
Why? Every month?
Some type of teacher and administration meeting at the school. It used to be 1 hour twice a month, and then they switched it to 2 hours once a month.
Hmm. Okay. We only do it when buses won't start because it's 14 below zero.
I'm just having a horrible morning.
Why?
Because I can't find a dress for my party Saturday.
What kind of party?
Yeah.
My birthday party. Well, I'm having a birthday dinner at a... five-star restaurant here in Columbus. And
which one?
The M by Cameron Mitchell.
Oh, man, you should have gone to Eddie Merlot. Skip the M. It's overrated.
I know, but I like the setting of the M more
so
than the M.
you should have went Eddie's is off the hook.
I know it's, Eddie's is off the hook. I've been to Eddie Marlowe's, but I like
why,
the
and why was
of
I not invited?
There. Huh?
What was that? You going downtown?
Am I
going
downtown?
Downtown? Yeah.
For what? I mean,
Mitchell's
downtown.
Downtown. That's what I'm saying. You're going to the one downtown, right?
Yeah.
So when is it?
Saturday.
So why was I not invited? Were you invited to Sticks?
No.
Hey, Annie, did you get a call?
No.
I know you're making everybody pay for their own dinner, so I wonder why we weren't invited. Because I know you ain't not footing the bill. So I don't understand.
She said, I know you're not footing the bill.
I know you're not footing the bill. So that's how, this is how black folks roll. They have a birthday party at a restaurant. Make it a five-star restaurant. To have all their friends come and tell everybody that they have to pay their own way. Six.
What?
You hear that?
No, I'm footing the bill for hors d'oeuvres.
Come on, Diva. You hear that? Mm-hmm. She's going to have
those
a birthday party.
At a five-star restaurant.
At a five-star restaurant.
And it's
not,
Dutch.
Oh, absolutely. And wait a minute, Dutch and bring a gift. And then I expect for somebody to pitch in, everybody pitches in and pays for mine.
Well, my date's paying for mine, so I don't have to worry about that.
Who is your date? Oh, no, wait a minute. Who's your date?
Ooh.
Oh, gosh.
You brought it up. We just got in your business because we haven't forgotten.
Just a date.
So okay. Should I call Jeff up and see if he was invited?
Now, you know Jeff was not invited.
I'll take even money on that.
Man, Jeff will run everybody away.
I need to know why I wasn't invited.
Okay, you're invited. Start Saturday at 8 p.m. There you go.
That is an afterthought.
No, it's not. I just
that's
invited
being
local people.
You were just shamed into inviting.
How do you know
me?
I wasn't going to be in Columbus this weekend? You don't know.
You're right. I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
An invitation by shaming.
No, that's not
I didn't invite anyone from Youngstown.
Dude, that's
I only
wrong.
Invited local people. It's January. Who's really going to travel that far?
I'm supposed to be in Columbus next week for a conference, and I'm not going to make it, I don't think.
See?
I want to. I really did. I have responsibilities, but I don't think I'm going to make it.
It's the principle of the thing.
Thank you so much, Annie. I appreciate that. I was an afterthought.
Yeah.
At least I could have sent you a birthday card.
I don't know what. I feel like I don't want to have it now. I can't find my dress. I can't find a dress, so.
So you have to go out and buy a dress?
Huh?
You have to go out and buy a new dress?
Yes.
Have you not heard of Shop the Closet?
I know, but all the dresses I have in my closet are dresses I've worn on my birthday. You know, special occasions already. I want something different. Plus, my date decided to switch up his suit. So
okay.
I have to change my dress.
No, Shop the Closet saves money.
Do you have any friends
I was going to wear.
I'm with you on that one.
Borrow.
I was going to wear.
Borrow.
I was. No, you know what? Truth is, I can't fit anything in my closet anymore, so I do have to buy a new dress.
But if you get a new dress, you got to get new shoes.
No, I don't. Nope. That's one thing I don't have to do because I bought shoes that I've never worn. I just never had anything to wear with them, so I'm good.
And Alabama, a 626. Who's this?
Oh, this is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, were you invited to Diva's party?
No, but I wanted to wish her a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Lisa.
Yeah. And Tracy, so when you unmuted me, I'm still laying in the bed. Because you know I'm in California.
Yeah, that's kind of early out there. Good morning.
Yeah.
Is it warm out there?
How's your weather out there in California?
Yeah. Actually, today the high, I believe, is going to be 70 degrees.
Oh, man.
Wow.
See, that's why I didn't want to bring it up to you guys.
I'm so jealous.
So you've heard about
tomorrow.
Why don't you?
Tomorrow I think it's going to be 66, though. So.
Oh, okay. 66 in Los Angeles. Now, let me say this. 66 in Los Angeles is a little nippy. And when it gets cold in the evening and the sun goes down, it really it's jacket coat weather. Nothing like we've had
it
today.
It can be.
It can't. Because I went to, when I lived in L.A., I went out there without a coat because I
all
thought it was always
poor
warm.
Things.
Right. I'd rather just have to wear a jacket and coat than have to wear long johns, thermals, hat, gloves, scarves,
oh,
two
man.
Sweatshirts.
Oh, girl, we look like a bundled up snowman.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's really bad here.
A friend of mine is from Texas. I have a friend who's from Texas, and he moved here in the spring or summer one year, and he moved without a jacket or a coat or anything. He never experienced snow or real cold weather. And let's say that January the following year was a shock for him.
Heck yeah.
Well, you guys realize that, you know, it was only 12 degrees, I think, in some places in Texas.
Hey.
And in Atlanta. In Atlanta, it was really, really bad.
It's like, how do you function?
Yeah, it's been really tough. I mean, it's been a little tough for folks because it's cold out.
And dangerous, too.
Very much so. Very much so. I think there have been 21 deaths. Since we had this polar vortex. I had never remembered anyone calling anything a polar vortex before. Do you? I think this is my first time.
Yeah.
You know, I've
ever
heard. I mean, this is the first time that the weather came down from the Arctic or the Antarctic and slapped everybody. I mean, we've had cold weather before. This is not our first time being cold, but I've never heard of anything
like
being called a polar vortex.
Yeah, it's a new term.
And so, where are we coming up with these? What are they coming up with these terms?
I don't know. I'm not a science person.
I don't
no.
think it's a new term, but I think they tend to speak more in layman's terms so that we can understand. Because if they were to talk about polar vortex all the time, people would be scratching their heads like, "Huh? What?"
Mm-hmm.
So.
I just thought I'd pull that up. Got a question for you guys. What do you guys think about what's going on with the former Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, in his new book?
I didn't hear about it. What's going on?
He slammed the administration. I mean, there were some. He put some pretty unkind words into the. Into his new book, his memoir book on this administration. Now, he gave President Obama, you know, props on bringing down Osama bin Laden, but outside of that, he really gave him no love on anything else.
Well,
I mean,
I
took it with a grain of salt because considering who his former boss was and considering what he is doing now in the private sector, I'm like, yeah, you guys are going to disagree. So,
but that's not about disagreeing. He was held over from, you know, President Bush.
But
and
they
he
have
actually,
a different.
I mean,
President Obama had a different way of handling the war than President Bush and Dick Cheney did. He just simply didn't agree with how President Obama's thoughts were and how he wanted to handle.
But what he said was very, very, it was very, very directional. It had nothing to do with we had a different way of going. He said a lot of decisions were very, very political.
Hmm.
I don't know how anybody can find that surprising. It's politics. It's Washington, D.C. Everything is political there.
No, listen. No, what I'm saying is, and this is what I'm saying to the American people and to the people that are listening to us. There are a lot of things that are said that are political, but do we understand that everything that is said that's political should not be political? The safety of Americans, our foreign policy, things that are out there, we shouldn't be making political decisions based upon the next election and or popular opinion. And if Republicans and or Democrats are making decisions based upon public opinion and or politics, then we need to get those people out of there.
From what I read in the article,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I read an article.
Hold on, Diva. What'd you say, Lisa?
I was going to say they do it anyway. I mean, look at Obama with the Dream Act. he's trying to do that to get Hispanic votes, but I think that's going to backfire on him because the Hispanics that are legal, you know what I mean, they're going to be hurt by that.
Hmm.
Diva?
From what I read in the article, it seemed like one of his biggest issues were the fact that, because he really couldn't stand Biden, the fact that there were too many people who were trying to call shots, and the only person he felt that he had to answer to or speak to was President Obama. And he felt like President Obama had, it seemed like it was more of a open-ended discussion, a free-for-all with President Obama than it was under Bush. Like, and also that Robert Gates had more free reign to do his job under Bush than he did under President Obama, because it seemed like President Obama was very, very controlling when it came to all aspects of the wars, meaning you can just make decisions. Those decisions whatever decision you make first has to go through me, and then what I say is what I say.
Okay, I'll give you, I have no problem with Obama having that kind of, I think that's wonderful that he has that kind of control over the administration and that he wants everybody to let them know that buck stops here. So why is it every time the buck stops, he didn't know anything about it?
Hmm.
You can't have it both ways.
Well, no, because also from the article, the article is so confused because in one minute he's talking about how he didn't like how President Obama.
Which article did you read, Diva?
Washington Post article.
Because we have to understand also the difference between the articles, because we're talking about they're taking excerpts up from the book. And so it's going to be a little bit all over the place until we start reading the book. But what I'm saying is, if President Obama is saying the buck stops with me and I am, you know, I want to be in control of everything, why is it every time you ask him something when things go wrong, he knows nothing about it? See, you can't have it both ways.
What I'm saying is he knows the people that voted for him and that like him, they will defend him no matter what, so he really doesn't have to defend himself.
That's true.
Because if you listen to someone who's a die-hard Obama supporter, they will fight for him through and through. So all Obama has to do is just sit back and let it ride.
But don't we see how dangerous this is?
It is.
And I'm just saying, and I'm not trying to play, you know, partisan politics here. I'm just saying this is dangerous when we are I may have mentioned on Monday while I was off all last week, I was watching It's Good to Be a President. It's a docudrama that was on the History Channel. And it was saying just how the power of the presidency has evolved over the years through the presidents and going down to the media and how they have shaped the mindset of people and how things get done. And how, at the end of the day, the American electorate, the people who are the citizens of the United States of America, are really being mishandled by their own hands because they don't realize the power that they have, and they're so undereducated in the processes and procedures.
Okay.
You know, the processes and procedures so that they can actually get things done. And I don't think we're paying attention to that. And I don't know how we wake up people so that they can actually start taking their own power in their own hands. Because you have foreign policy, and yeah, you're making good decisions here and bad decisions there. But if decisions are being made on a political basis, and if you are mishandling the security of America, I mean, I'm looking at what's going on over in Russia right now. And we were talking a little bit about energy and America becoming energy dependent and how everybody's fighting to make sure that that doesn't happen because they do not want America to be a player when it comes to energy. And they said right now, what I was talking about, what they were, you know, asking people here in the who was affected by the polar vortex, they were asking them to conserve energy because if they weren't, they were going to have to go on to rolling blackouts and or start importing energy from another place. How crazy does that sound?
Mm-hmm.
Why would we go out to other
care.
People do that?
People usually don't care until it affects them personally.
This is so sad. And we're sitting here, you know, I was watching the have and the have-nots and all this kind of, you know, Tia and Tamara and, you know, the Housewives of Atlanta and the birth mothers and the honey boo-boos and the Amish mafia and all this crazy stuff that I was watching on, while I was off. And I'm like, nobody's paying attention. And the news is somewhat, for the most part, just shaping our mindset and lying to us, waiting for the next buzzword.
Oh, yeah. Because I know
they're not telling the truth.
News.
The truth doesn't sell.
No.
Does
and
it?
Like I said, no one cares unless it affects them personally. Just like remember a few months ago when the EBT system went down. Nobody really cared if they weren't getting an EBT card.
That's true. That's true. But right
you
now
know,
we
I mean,
care
I
about.
Looked at the, uh-huh. But see, now with health care, you know, people are starting to get more concerned, but it's too late now.
Local call, your mic is on.
Yeah, this is Steve.
Yes, Steve.
I'm calling because Diva is not going to invite me to her party.
Dang, Diva, you didn't even invite Steve. Whoa.
You know, I thought I, you know, I really care about Diva. Diva's my girl. She's not going to invite the Steve guy to the party.
Diva.
Oh, my gosh.
So
good
Diva,
morning, Steve.
I can't come anyway.
Why not?
Because I have to take care of my mom. If I didn't.
Aww.
If I didn't, then I probably could come and go to Diva's party.
So, are you trying to tell me you can't roll down to Columbus with me Saturday night for Diva's party?
No, I can't. Sorry about that.
Sorry,
but
Diva.
I would like to come, but sorry. But I hope Diva have a nice party, and I wish her, you know, I'll wish her a happy birthday. I can't stay too long anyway, but happy New Year anyway to you, Miss Tracy.
Thank you so much. Love you, Steve.
And tell Diva happy New Year to you, and happy New Year to you too, Sticks. Are there Sticks there too?
Yeah, Sticks is still there. We got to find him, but he's
yeah,
there.
I'm here. I've been putting out fires.
Happy New Year to you, Sticks.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Happy New Year to you too, brother.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, Diva, that was so sweet. Hey, happy birthday, Diva. That means you're having a birthday, even if we weren't invited.
Yes, my birthday is January 11th. I'll be 34.
Big deal. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. 34 years old. Wow, Diva. You're a baby.
I mean, but, you know, it's a really big deal for me considering what I went through. Everything that I've been through within the past year, so I'm just glad I can see 34. So
you're glad to see another year,
start of a new chapter.
I never thought I'd be excited about turning 34. I used to dread getting older, but now I'm just like, wow, I'm just happy to be here. So
because if you don't get old, you only got one other alternative. So,
dying anytime soon. So,
yeah.
Hey, I want to send out a couple of speaking of not making it. There's been some pretty prominent people that passed away here in the Mahoning Valley. I want to send out my prayers and thoughts to the Eleanor Felder family, also to Albert Ross, Reverend Albert Ross. Both of them are local ministers that were here. And there's one more, and it's escaping me, so I have to come back to it. But I did want to say that. Because, you know, people don't make it. So I think, Diva, you're right. After everything that we've been through and everything and people have gone through, it's good to see another year.
Yeah.
Go borrow a dress. Don't buy one.
No.
I'm serious. This is a year of saving money. I'm telling you guys.
After
don't
I buy
a dress, go buy.
I'm
gonna
save
don't
money,
buy one.
But I'm
no,
going to buy one.
No.
Repeat after me.
You can gift me
encore.
One.
Encore.
She's in Columbus.
Encore. You can
encore
gift me
like
one.
Is like a chain, isn't it?
No.
There's one in Canton. Is there one in Youngstown?
Yeah.
I thought it was
encore
like a. I thought it was
encore
like a chain.
No. No, Encore, you know, consignment shop?
Yeah. I thought Encore was like a chain of consignment shops.
No, but if you can find the Valley Market, not the Valley Marketplace, you can't buy clothes there. No, if you can find the Village.
I miss the Village. No, thank
the
you.
Why don't you do consignment shop, Adina?
I just grew up in consignment shops. On something that someone else wore, my mind just goes there. No, thank you. Because I'm constantly thinking about what they've done in this dress or this outfit. Nope, I'm good.
Steven, do you
but you know what? Some stuff has never been worn.
I don't
That's
know
true.
That, so I'd just
no,
rather not go.
No, some of them, they still have the tags.
Believe
them.
Me, some of the stuff still got the tags on it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. You can get some name brand, some good quality clothes.
You can get some great stuff out there.
The consignment shops, a lot of their clothes they get from thrift stores. Because one lady, she would take all the good clothes from the thrift store, and she opened up a consignment shop with those clothes, and she just bumped up the price 3 times more.
Wow.
I'm a consignment
mm-hmm.
shop girl. Love consignment. Hey, did you guys hear that Youngstown was on Wheel of Fortune last night?
Nah.
It was one of the answers. I'd love to find out what the question was.
Yeah, that's the
You don't have questions. Checker.
Well, you got to have something. It made you, Youngstown, Ohio, it had to be, was it? Oh, it was called On the Map.
Okay.
And you had to be able to pick up Youngstown, Ohio. Wow.
Let's
see what's
happened here.
Hold
Saving.
On. 724, your mic is on. Larry Long, is that you?
Good morning, Tracy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, just happy to be here. I'm glad there's a little global warming today. It's a little warmer than it was yesterday. Hey, Tracy, I was listening to you on iHeart, and I know, so it was probably about 10 minutes ago that you was talking about how Russia and some of the other countries were worried about
Larry, your mic is really breaking up.
Okay, hold on.
You can't hear what he's saying. He sounds like
he's on a pole. Tracy, I'll call back.
Okay.
Okay, now you sound warbled.
I sound warbled?
You sound
warbled. Yeah, a little bit.
Listen, I'll take a break on my internet. When I come back, let me take a break and see when I come back and see if we can fix some of these problems. I'll be back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends.
Oh, I couldn't hear where she said.
Yeah, she was starting to come in fuzzy. I thought it was me because I'm busy getting ready for work, so I thought it was me going in and out.
I'm up here moving my phone around like, is it my phone?
Yeah. So is your actual birthday on Saturday?
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh-hoo. Because, you know, I hear you all the time battling it out, you and Jeff. Oh, my God. Oh, and I give you credit.
Is that your birthday Saturday? Is that what I heard?
Yep, it is.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. It would be a happy birthday if I could find this dress.
Dang, man.
This is driving me nuts.
If you like Diva's battles with Jeff on air, you should see him on Facebook. They're even better.
Oh, I go with him on on Facebook too.
What are you under? Because I'm one of his Facebook friends.
Letitia Underwood.
Okay, then I think I've seen your name. Yeah, because some of the stuff Jeff talks about, I don't even want to bother battling him. You know, so I'm like, I just pick and
He loves it. I only do it because he loves it.
He loves it. He does. Especially I was listening to you guys from yesterday. Then Stanley called in. Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. I love Stanley.
Stanley and Diva.
Woo. Yes.
Oh, man, Stanley's a type. If you're talking about relationships or religion, he will call in.
Woo! That's where he and I differ on. That's where we are.
Stanley's an atheist, right?
Larry, is it better now than it was?
Shit. No.
No.
I'm not better or you're not better?
I'm here.
Huh? You're not better.
I think it's both directions, Tracy, on the internet deal. Okay.
Yeah, check your wiring.
Maybe we need to
You know what? I'm gonna reconnect everything. You guys call us back. Number 347-945-5229. I'm going to take a break in just a moment again. It's the top of the hour. And we were trying to
solve our call mission.
Yeah, call me back. Give me about 3 minutes. Call me back at the top of the hour. Let me take my break, find out what's going on here, and then call back to see if the phone is working. And let's see.
This is what happens when you think global warming's a hoax.
The man and his soul, Mr. Ray.
Hello?
No, no.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
CNews, I'm Richard Davies. The U.S. jobs market getting better. A new report this morning from the payroll firm ADP says businesses created 238,000 new jobs last month. It's well above the average of a year ago. Congress is considering what to do about long-term jobless benefits, people out of work for over 6 months but still looking for a job. They lost their payments late last month. Here's ABC's Ann Compton.
A half dozen Republican senators are prepared to show where Congress could get enough money to not only restore unemployment benefits, but also military pension cost of living increases. The Republicans will recommend one fix. They would deny additional child tax credits to immigrants living illegally in the United States, something they claim currently costs the government $20 billion over 10 years.
The unemployment benefits bill has not been considered yet by the House. More than 20 cold-related deaths have been reported across the country since Sunday. These folks in New York say the cold air is brutal.
It hurts. It hurts. Freezing. Can't feel my face.
Numb. And I'm pregnant, so we're both numb.
Much of the Midwest, South, and East saw some of their coldest temperatures in decades. They're getting some relief today. New research on the fat and calories in most restaurant meals. Lots of both.
The research that we did found that appetizers have the same amount of calories as entrees.
That's Amy Auchincloss, a professor at Drexel University, who suggests that maybe you want to dump the appetizer. The study finds the average meal at a sit-down restaurant, not a fast food place, has nearly 2,000 calories. That would be enough for a whole day. The stock market today down fairly sharply in the early going. This is ABC News.
Are you a woman over 40? Do you want to lose weight and body fat? Does it seem harder than ever to lose weight? Do you ever experience hot flashes or have trouble falling asleep? You're not alone, and it's not your fault. Stubborn weight gain, hot flashes, and sleeplessness are common symptoms of menopause. But here's some great news about two great products. Ambrin can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambrin Weight Loss, a powerful new product that'll help you get the results you want. Call now and ask how you can receive a free sample of Ambrin Weight Loss and start losing weight. Just call 1-800-229-0134. You can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. But you must call now. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer. To claim your complimentary free sample, call right now at 1-800-229-0134. That's 1-800-229-0134.
Thousands of airline flights have been canceled or delayed. because of the snow and ice in recent days. In fact, the numbers are up into the tens of thousands. When the weather gets really bad and flights could be affected in your area, it's worth knowing what your options are before you go to the airport.
Many airlines, especially the legacy carriers, have a ticketing agreement with other carriers.
Airline rules expert Terry Tripler has an example of how this works.
Delta has a ticketing agreement with American, Alaska, U.S. Airways.
That ticketing agreement can help you get leave or leave on another flight if yours is canceled.
It's not a code share. It's a ticketing agreement.
Terry Tripler. Unemployment in Europe remaining very high, but at least it's not getting any worse. The official jobless rate in the EU is 12.1% for the eighth month in a row. Germany's rate is far smaller, but in Greece and Spain, one in four people is out of work. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. It's the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, we're doing good. I'm back up. They tell me that I'm doing good. You can hear me.
I can hear you.
You can hear me. They can hear us on iHeart. They can hear us on the streaming line. Phone lines are a little bit messed up, I think.
Oh.
So I reset the phone lines, and hopefully you guys will be able to hear us. So you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Hi, Wes. And Happy New Year. And Annie's with us. And so it's Sticks and Days Hump Day. It's 5 minutes after the hour. It's 10 o'clock.
Hump Day. Hump Day.
Yep. You know what that means?
Yeah.
What?
Means over the hump, middle of the week.
I don't know what that means.
You never seen that commercial?
Yeah, you have.
Oh.
The one with the camel.
I can't
what
do
day
the,
is it?
I can't do the voice.
What day is it?
No.
Hump day.
No. Hey, Lisa, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you better now.
Much better.
Oh, okay.
Much better.
I just put my phone in another room because I was, you know, getting dressed and ready for work and stuff. And you guys don't need to hear all that.
So Jeff is listening in. He told me just the broadcast calls are bad. So hopefully I think we're trying to fix this problem and this issue.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Good. Larry's going to bring something into the forefront now. I'll wait until he gets hit back because it is open mic.
Right.
I do want to hear from you guys. What?
Here you go.
What?
Here
you're not plugged in.
Yes, I am. I'm plugged in. You plugged in over there?
Coming into the forefront now. I'll wait until he gets hit back. You have Blog Talk on.
I shut it off.
No, you didn't.
Well, now I do.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here's hump day.
I've never heard of
hump. It is. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
Geico.
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Get happy. Get
you've heard that before.
Yes, I have. You know what I have to say? Geico, I'm not a Geico fan.
Right.
Why not?
I don't like Geico.
You know, my favorite commercials back on TV.
They have the best commercials in the world. No, the Aflac. Which one's your favorite?
The one for one of the, I think it's Mitsubishi SUV, where they take the little kid's football and they tell him, come back when you got a team.
That's pretty good.
And he goes and he gets all his buddies that are lifting weights and welding and wrestling bears and stuff. Touch or tackle.
tackle.
I'm serious. The best commercial on TV, the best commercials on TV is that Aflac Duck and that guy Geico.
They fired the Aflac Duck.
They got the Aflac
yeah,
Duck.
Yeah, they fired. They fired
Gilbert
Godfrey.
They fired Gilbert, but they found somebody else who can say Aflac. They should have called me. I could have worked that out.
Didn't they fire Gilbert Gottfried because he said something really ignorant about the tsunami? He made like a tsunami joke.
I have no idea. All I know is they got a new Aflac commercial with a duck.
Mm-hmm.
He gets into a limousine with a mafia boss.
Yeah.
They frisk the duck.
I haven't seen that one yet.
That is a great, great, great commercial. And the boss says he had a friend who had an untimely problem, and he's still getting a check. And he said, and is that you? And he said, Aflac. And he comes back and he says, well, if I have the same problem, will you pay me too? And he says, Aflac. He said, this is your stop now. And they put him out on the side of the road. I just, Geico and Aflac, best commercials on TV, better than television itself.
I mean, they have to have nice commercials because insurance is so, 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 so boring, isn't it?
She's got a point there. I never thought about it like that.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about celebrities getting fired for making off-the-wall statements, Annie?
Oh, I don't know. I think if somebody's very ignorant, I would not want to associate with them, and I think if I was at the helm of a big corporation or enterprise or some PR machine, I would have the same feelings.
The question is, when does my thoughts get to be expressed?
Mm.
Or because I work for you, do you now control what I say?
Mm, I don't know.
Hey, Larry Long, your mic's on.
Are we better now?
We're better now.
We can hear you now.
I can hear you now.
Beautiful. That was probably back 20 minutes ago where you were talking about America's energy independence.
Yes, America's energy independence.
Yep, the one of the princes of Saudi Arabia has been beating that drum for about a year now, Tracy. And because Saudi Arabia, 92% of their economy is selling that oil. And if they can't sell it to Russia or us anymore, because we're independent and don't need it, they got problems. And because there's nobody really to, and what I haven't really researched it, Tracy, but I believe China's got shale too. So if they start to become less and less dependent on that, then what's the Saudis and the whole OPEC? And what are they going to do with? Because their economies are highly dependent upon selling everybody their oil.
And
the ironic part, I believe you also were talking about how we are ignorant to the processes and everything.
Yes.
The same way with this fracking. You'll have educated people that, got multiple degrees that aren't around here that are trying to stop the fracking that's going on here in Northeast Ohio based on what they've heard instead of investigating. Most of that stuff that even you were talking about, that thing that they tried to do there in Youngstown to stop fracking in Youngstown, none of those people really were from Youngstown or had Youngstown's best interest in that petition.
The question is, when are we going to actually actually pay attention to what's going on here? Because, do you realize China's not going to be concerned about the zone?
No. They don't care.
I have to say, it's hard to stay informed because everybody's got a different idea, it feels like, of what a credible news source is.
But you don't have to have – but that's just it. In today's 24-hour news cycle, you don't have to have a news source. What you have to do is listen to what you hear, look at what you see, and then criticize both of them together. And we don't do that anymore.
Here's my question, Annie. Do you know what an oil well looks like?
No.
You've never seen those things out in the field going up and down like this?
Yeah, I kind of know what an oil well looks
okay.
like.
Okay.
You never on radio, right?
Okay. Anyways, I forgot.
Okay.
But anyways, if you really wanted to know about fracturing, don't you think you might want to just walk up to that farmer's house, knock on the door, and say, tell me about your oil well?
I would get shot.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You don't have to do that.
Not walking up the front door in the middle of the day, you're not going to get shot.
But you don't have to do that. Everybody's not going to go walk up on all
that
oil well. But you just can't do that. But what I'm saying, but what you can do is you can actually look at the history of fracturing. You can do some more, you can get more informed, and you can become more educated and understand what happens and why.
Okay, I have a legitimate question.
Okay.
I'm young, I'm dumb, and I'm lazy. Everybody's telling me something different. Like,
And you're young, dumb, and lazy because me, as your parent, we're young, old, and stupid.
Well, I read the news. Everybody tells me something different. How can I stay
because
informed?
Because as parents, we are not giving you the tools to critically think on your own. That is what's wrong with America today.
Mm-hmm.
We tell you what to do and expect you to do what we tell you, and instead of us actually grooming you to become thinking, so when we sit down at family dinner time at 6 o'clock in the evening, instead of reading the newspaper and talking about what's in it and reading between the lines as a family, we all have a plate, we all go to our own rooms and we watch our own television.
That's true.
That wasn't the case in my household.
Yeah, Larry?
Hey, that girl, that's the young one that just said that statement, I refer her to the best website that I've seen for somebody like you that really doesn't know, they just get bombarded with everything, is realclearpolitics.com.
Correct.
And the reason I say that's the best is because they'll take the hot topics for the last 48 hours of the last week, and they will reference two or three articles. A lot of times there's four articles on there, two from one side of the aisle and two from the other. And you can read all the information from both sides and then make a decision yourself. And what I did with Real Clear is I would take the left and I'd take the right and you know, highlight stuff or jot it on a piece of paper, and then I'd do my own investigating on what they said. And a lot of times you'll find yourself come to the your own conclusion based on what both sides are saying on a particular subject. It's a really good website and reference tool to get, because you can read all the – I mean, they don't just grab the right or the left. They do it all. You know, and I'm not going to lie to you. If you read the Drudge Report kind of leans right. If you read the Huffington Post, it leans left. But if you go to that website, realclearpolitics.com, and it goes from everything from energy to Obamacare, you name it, but they reference articles on both sides, and then you can make your own decision.
Thank you so much. That's some really good advice. That's exactly the answer I was looking for.
But the question is, when you read all of it, if you don't ask the questions between the lines, then all you've done is read my thoughts as a writer. And I, as a parent, we're going to have to start asking. Reading between the lines is a very, very powerful statement that we do not educate and we do not do anymore.
Right.
I have to say, unbiased news, like, we should have it available to us, but it does not sell. People want news that matches up with their viewpoint.
No,
we've never had unbiased news.
Walter Cronkite was not unbiased news.
It was not. We haven't had that. That's what I'm saying. I'm reading a book on power in the media. We haven't had unbiased news since we began. I want to say it began with FDR.
Edward R. Murrow.
I want to say it began with
FDR.
I'm talking about the first politician that started shaping the news.
Yeah.
Hold on.
No,
Woodrow Wilson. Your mic is on, and Eva, your mic's on, too.
Woodrow Wilson was
the
first.
That ain't me making all that noise.
Okay. Just checking.
Hey,
Woodrow
Bianchi.
Wilson was the first president to use the media. He was the first, because he was the first one that did the correspondence dinner at the White House.
No.
And so he was the one.
Yeah, you're right. I remember that.
The first one to start courting. The first one to start courting the media.
No, it goes before that.
Now, who was it? Who were you saying?
It goes before that. I'll give it to you. It goes before it, because see, there was one thing was the court. Another thing was to become friends with them behind the.
That's
behind
what
the
Wilson
head.
Did.
But Wilson wasn't the first.
Who was before Wilson?
I'm going to tell you in just a second.
Which Roosevelt?
They didn't have no radio in 1700, Tracy.
I'm not talking about radio, because we're talking about newsprint.
the press in general.
Yeah, we're talking about newsprint. I'm going all the way back to the beginning when we just talk about just regular news.
Media is like a catch-all term. Media is everything.
That's why they call
and
it mass media at the FCC. What'd you say, Lisa?
And nowadays, a lot of people, a lot of these news reporters are trying to use the news in order to make themselves famous. You know, like they'll work on people's emotions, like that lady talking about Santa Claus is white, Jesus is white. She knew that would get people talking, and now she has made herself a household name.
But she was true when she what she said. But
radio... Either way, she's a news reporter.
White.
I turn that
this
on.
Is not
white.
That's
we
the
talk about
thing
you talk
I've
about the, when you talk about truth and news. I mean, what she said was true historically.
No,
but
to me,
people that are born in Jerusalem
aren't
white.
Well,
that's
young lady, you just said that you don't have a critical thinking of a critical point
that's
to think about
said.
On
that
news.
Is that
she?
Is not what I
That's
said.
Not what
I was
said,
asking
Bianchi.
Her advice on finding credible news sources. Of course, what I said was a bit self-deprecating, but, like, I do have critical thinking skills. Otherwise, I don't think I'd be here.
So you're saying
That's
Santa
crazy.
Claus wasn't white?
Santa Claus was white. Nick was white, but Jesus wasn't.
Yeah,
Jesus
was white.
And, well, Christ was
white.
White.
Jesus was, just because Jesus was white on your... On your
Jesus was... Jewish, and he was born in Jerusalem.
You can't. You can't go by the picture that was on the wall in people's houses.
Christ was white.
Jesus wasn't white.
But anyway, let me get back to this.
Why do you think? Why do you think?
No. We're not going there with him because he's crazy.
No.
Now we're
going
to get back to
him. See, now I'm crazy. Well, that means that some of our news. That means Walter Cronkite was crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And soon as we. Well, anyway, what I was going to get with Stick, what Sticks made the point about Roosevelt, radio was the most efficient way of using media for disseminating messages because papers were, I mean, just think, if you came out with a paper, how were you going to distribute that paper? The means of distribution then did not exist the way it did today, but broadcasting over the airways where people had some way to listen to it was a more efficient way to do it.
We're not talking about efficiency. We're talking about message. And what
and
I
you
said
also
was,
had the option to. You also was with radio. You had the ability to tune in to the ears of the people who were more prominent in society and more likely to vote.
Again. What I said was, they began manipulating the media before radio actually came up front. That's my statement. Now, you could say that however you – with the distribution of it, however they got it out, they began to manipulate the media before Woodrow Wilson because they began to manipulate the messaging that came out.
Well, I didn't say that they didn't. I was saying that I was referring to what Stick said, and he was absolutely right on the president that used the most efficient way of media, which is radio.
Right, and your words are efficient way of media, and I'm talking about the overall manipulation of it to get people to actually have sound bites. Who was the one that was in the wheelchair?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Was he before Wilson?
No. Woodrow Wilson was 1913. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was 1932.
Wilson actually...
You what, know, to hear the slogan about having Franklin Roosevelt, I'd rather have Roosevelt in a wheelchair than Reagan on a horse. Come on now.
But listen, it's not about whether you have Reagan on a horse and one in a wheelchair. It was all about perception. And the problem is those who actually could culminate the media for their own use are the ones who actually manipulated the people with their own process of thought. And as we look at how we are acting today as Americans, we're acting as we are being bamboozled and we are being led by things that are not real. And it began a long time ago.
Well, a lot had to do with public schools.
And
too.
I'm not. But again,
come from?
Public schools, media, anything that you get any kind of information out of right now. Look at what's going on with America and with their foreign policy and what's going on with the Olympics in Russia right now and energy independence. It all ties together.
Would you say any form of communication regulated by the government?
it's regulated by the government, but it's just how they've used it and how we are so dumb and ignorant. We are one of the most ignorant populaces of educated people in the world.
Tracy, do you
That's
think
why come
that public
communication schools
should be regulated by the government? What do you think the extent of that should be?
You have to realize the regulation was nothing but control. Anytime you have a regulation of a media...
Censorship.
No, I'm talking about regulation. They didn't have to censor it. They controlled it.
You don't have to censor
what you control.
What you have to remember, Woodrow Wilson was the first president to really actively court the news media. He brought them into the White House. He did the correspondents' dinner. He made them buddy-buddy. He was the first person, he was the first president, I believe, to have a press secretary. He was the first one to start this, to actually create a propaganda arm of the White House.
And he did it as being one of the most, and he did it as being one of the most racist presidents in the history
evil
of America.
Man. Oh my
Terribly
God.
Evil man.
You would, what?
I'm. Sad that somebody that disgusting got elected to the highest office.
It happens all the time.
I know that, but
look at we genuflect when you say LBJ. And he came straight out and told you he didn't like you, and yet we say hallelujah to him.
Do you know how evil Woodrow Wilson was, Annie?
No, I don't know much about Woodrow Wilson.
Okay, well,
you got to read up on him.
You got to read up
and
on
listen
him.
Listen how Nixon
no
used to call.
His, go ahead, Bianchi.
Listen how Nixon used to call black people niggers on the Nixon tapes.
So did LBJ.
LBJ did also.
It wasn't a politically incorrect word at the time.
Wasn't, oh, my God. Some of the stuff Roosevelt said about the Native Americans is incredibly offensive.
Everything that we do is incredibly offensive. The question is, we are offended by what people say, but we don't understand who's behind it and why we are more desensitized to it now than we were then. I'd rather for you to call me the N-word to my face today than to think it.
Billy Graham,
did
also.
It was not an offensive word at the time. It was just a word for a person. As a matter of fact, we do it today.
I don't think we're going to get over racism as a society until we acknowledge that race is a social construct. Like, people always talk.
But this is not even about race. This is what you call fabric. You can call it construct. You have to understand it is built into the system. And when I talk about racism, I'm talking about whether it be the N-word, the S-word, or women, or the feminist movement. It's all the same.
Well, I don't care what people call me. I just, when I go to get a job, I want to be treated the way I should be treated. That's what we used racism back then.
But I'm talking about the overwhelming power that America has right now and that they're using to squander and to crush its own citizenry.
Racism is a word which constantly evolves into something new.
Every day. But it has absolutely nothing to do with the advancement of people.
You're absolutely right, Tracy.
Right now, we are in a situation in America where the racism of America is crushing not only black people, but white people, too.
And
it's crushing America
racism
at large.
Yeah, and you can acknowledge racism all you want. That doesn't change things. I remember back in the day, you know how people used to say if we race mix, we'll all become beige. Well, we have a mixed president. How has that helped race relations?
Again, it's all because we keep on putting everybody in the same basket. President Obama has got this new thing that he's going to have a war on poverty. So he's going to have poverty zones, and he's going to put something together. Tell you how long we've been in poverty since he's been in office?
Well, what should race relations look like, being that you got a black president? That's a term that has always perplexed me.
Bianchi, it can look like the red, white, and blue flag. The problem is we don't have an educated electorate who can actually deal with the society at large. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what they're doing.
Well, I understand that political-wise, I understand that, but
socially. If you are still enslaved and you're not free, you're not going to become better than what you are.
Yeah, but who's enslaved? I mean,
most
the word
America.
Enslaved has went from being bound by change. Now you, people,
Bianchi,
when people
you're
think
not
different than
sweetie.
You tell them their mind is enslaved.
Listen, Bianchi, People
yes.
are enslaved. Americans are enslaved. Anytime that you cannot be a free thinker and you're dependent upon a system, you are a slave to the system in which you're empowered by. America no longer thinks on its own. The citizenry, we have no idea how our democracy and our political process works. And
but
we are mobilized
but
and
no
we are
American
brainwashed.
Enslaved, no American is enslaved, whereas they cannot find out that system.
Yes,
nobody's locking up books saying
Bianchi,
that you...
Come on.
I don't know
I
of any constitutions. Leave the lines open. I know of no constitution that's locked up behind a room in a safe someplace.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Any time that you can't get a free education, you can't get any knowledge, and you don't know where you're going, you have what you have.
Well, public schools
right
are
now,
free education. It might never
no,
be no
not.
Good.
It's not a
it
free
is.
Education.
You
I'll
have
be right
to pay
back.
For
everyone
it.
Faces.
I mean, I guarantee that the education you get in public schools in some is not where it should be, but at least it's free.
Yeah, well, you know, tax money pays for it.
Well, some people who don't own property have option to go to public schools.
So,
all right, renters
know,
pay. Renters go to public schools. They don't pay property taxes.
No, I'm talking about taxes for your school.
Yeah, you do. If you're a renter, you paying them taxes because you paying
yeah,
that person for it.
Yeah, because I'm paying taxes for the public.
You paying when that all that is lumped
so
up
in
your
So some people
rent.
That's paying, some people that's living in Section 8 where they pay $8 a month, I guess we can jilly out the pennies that's going toward public schools. All right.
All right.
I guess you got a point.
And there are some people that go to public schools, they don't pay taxes.
Homeless kids don't pay, homeless parents, people don't pay rent.
And
so come on now.
Illegal aliens probably don't pay rent either.
Well,
I wouldn't go there.
We don't have a very high population of homeless,
yeah.
if we have any at all.
You're right. Illegal aliens don't pay no, they don't pay no taxes
yeah,
for a public
they
school.
They do not. They get to go to school.
Matter of fact,
know,
they can become a doctor. They can become a lawyer and they can represent you in court even though they're undocumented
oh, yeah.
alien.
You heard about that story. It wasn't that a sin and a shame. He's a lawyer and he himself has no papers. But if I try to be a lawyer, they're not going to let me be a lawyer without papers. That's not fair.
Yeah, you can't sue him for malpractice, neither. What are you going to sue
oh,
him for?
Right,
he's not even a citizen.
He's not a citizen. Oh, man.
Hey, look, now let me ask you a question. You're a female.
Yeah.
Now, in Texas, not Texas, but in California, they say that you can come to school in the morning and be a female, and in the evening, you can be, in the afternoon, you can be a male. And you can
exactly.
go out for men's sports and vice versa.
They passed that law.
What?
Yeah, they passed the gender law.
A child, if a child thinks that if a male... if a biological male child think he's a female, he can go out for the female sports. Can you imagine a big 200-pound male coming to wrestle?
Yeah, that is. That's just, that people need to get some common
yeah.
sense. It's hormones.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, it's common sense.
It's hormones.
You know
it's different. Okay, I get that you feel you're in the wrong body, but guess what, boo-boo? You have different type of hormones that make you stronger than females. We
yeah.
can't, that's so unfair.
But the thing is this, but society allows it. That's why I don't even get mad at gays or anything like that, because the people that are against all that stuff, they just sit back and complain. You understand
so because
what I'm saying?
Right. Thing is, it's about having common sense. It's like, look, I understand that you're dealing with what you're dealing with, but it comes down to science and biology, not emotions.
Yeah.
People who oppose these things, they don't know how to form their arguments correctly. By the time they get to talking and disputing, they sound like racist, hate-mongering bigots.
They say that...
You know, then they get excited and all that stuff.
They say that also in California that pedophilia is a sexual preference.
Oh, my gosh. I can't
believe
it.
No, that's not a law or anything like that, no.
What is wrong with California?
No. No, but you know what, though? In California's defense, there is a lot of stuff we voted for, and it was shot down.
There's something wrong with the judges out there.
A lot of left-leaning liberals in California,
and,
right?
And sometimes, too, it has to deal with the court, because a lot of things have been put for the ballot and everything like that, but then the court turns around and does a reverse. One case in point was back in the early 90s about illegal aliens. California voters voted that they should not be allowed to get welfare, should not be allowed in the public schools, and the judge ruled against that. Same thing with gay marriage. In the state of California, voters voted against gay marriage. Obama didn't like that too much, and that was reversed.
They can get driver's license?
Not right now in California. They just drive
in some other states
they
can.
Yeah, they just don't. Out here, they don't even have to do that. They can just drive.
I mean, I'm all for the American from other countries coming here, but my thing is, it's not a free call. It's just not. We can't.
I think all Americans should be put
raise,
to work before you start bringing
like
other
me
immigrants
trying to raise
in.
My child on my income, trying to raise my sister's kids on my income, and her fiance's brother's kids on my income. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't work.
And not only that, I'm tired of hearing about, hardworking this and hardworking that. To me, that's offensive to me. Because right now, I'm getting ready to go to work.
It is 34 minutes after the hour, 10 o'clock here on WSOM AM 600. And I'm in studio hanging out with Styx and Annie today. Got Pionki and Diva. Pionki, Diva. Diva, you there?
Hello.
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Yep.
That's not me.
Oh, Tracy, can you mute me? This is Lisa. I'm at work now.
Okay. Lisa's making noise at work. Nah, no.
And, she must work in a car wash.
No, it's just that background noise. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. It is an open mic, and I've got a call coming in. Going to take it. Listen, I don't want any crazy people in here, so if you hear me, cut them off. Amen. Astrology, your mic's on.
Yes, Amenti. How's everyone this morning?
Fine. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I wanted to comment on what the brother was saying about the schools and gender roles. I'm a mother of two, one more on the way, and my oldest child is only six, but I talked about this with their father, and I was saying that I see that what's going to happen, because there's a big percentage of a lot of transgenders, and a lot of these transgenders are young teenagers, some younger than that, that these parents are allowing their children to take hormones and identify as the opposite sex. And I was thinking about, is it going to come to a point where our children are going to be in classrooms with boys who are going to be allowed to dress like girls? And, well, we always know that there's a girl that's the tomboy, but I'm talking about to the level where he identifies as a girl and she identifies as a boy. And, you know, when we when we talk about this, he says he don't think that that will happen, but I feel like it will, because I was talking to another parent and they were saying that they're going to start having unisex bathrooms in some schools.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And my problem is, I go back to freedom of thought again, and freedom of expression, and freedom to raise my children as I see fit. Tell me, when does my children become everybody else's children, where they can tell my children what they think, whether I'm right or wrong about it?
Right, and I want to share something else. Again, I have nothing against no one's sexuality. I could care less. My problem is the lines and the boundaries that are being crossed. At the recent Macy Day Parade in New York City, they had a play with the children. And so these men had on, like, tall heels, red heels. And what disturbed me about it was there was no purpose of it. It was just a bunch of men being erotic and wanting to dance in some red heels. It wasn't a part of the show. It wasn't a part of this kid's play. So I'm like, these children, and my children, are sitting here and we're watching this and, like, why do my children have to see this? You know, If you're so convinced that you want to put on a performance, you go to some gay club or you go somewhere else and you do that, not in front of children. And that is where my concern comes in with this, is the boundaries and the lines that are now being crossed with it.
Well, you know, the boys don't have to dress up as girls. They can have their male attire because women can wear male attire. I think they struck that law down too, Tracy.
But when you look at some of these young girls and some of these young guys, I believe we have an instructor here locally, who is a teacher who's a transgender, and sometimes he's got on a skirt, and sometimes he's got on fake nails, and sometimes he's got on eyelashes, and sometimes he doesn't, and no one can say anything about what's being done. It is what it is.
But you, as a parent, don't have to have your child sitting in that classroom.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I don't see how just being around somebody that's transgender can be harmful to anybody, children, or anybody.
Because people identify with their environment, and me teaching my child that he is a boy should not be switching.
You know, if somebody's not transgender, somebody would have to be very, very mentally ill to make that indiscretion.
No, I mean, you can put a child in front of anything, and I promise you, if you
and then the next day I want to be a princess.
It's not about being a princess. If you put a child in front of a young man who is a hip hop, and everybody around him busts a sag, I will guarantee you, when he puts his pants on, he will put his pants on the same way as everyone around him.
Okay, maybe I'm not.
Am I getting that?
Maybe I'm not understanding you guys. Here's what I hear. I hear that you guys don't like this because it makes it seem to children that this is acceptable.
It's outside of what you do in your home is your business. How you feel, what you wear, is your business. But when you bring how your lifestyle into the public and into my domain, and you publicize it throughout the media the way that it is being publicized, and it is being over-publicized and over-populated.
You said that people should be able to express themselves the way that they choose.
That's correct.
How is this different?
Because some things are your sexual identity. Other things are just, if I want to say that you are whatever.
Gender identity and sexual identity are two completely different things.
Okay, so if you're a boy, if you're a girl and you want to be a boy, be that. But you don't.
Not only that, should not a parent have those parents have the right to choose what they think is best for their children?
The children.
I guess they can, but I just
there's no but to it. They can.
If that teacher has right to teach, even if he is dealing with that and that's the situation. But I, as a parent, have the right to say, I don't want my child in that classroom. But then to me, that would make me a bigot, because what's more important, the fact that your child is being taught by someone who is transgender or transsexual, or that your child is being taught what needs to be taught in that classroom?
If that's the case, give the child the book and let the child read the book on his own in a room by himself.
Hold on. Go ahead. Do me a favor. Pronounce your name again.
Aminty.
Aminty. Go ahead.
Yes.
Where are you calling from, Aminty?
I'm calling from New York.
Okay. You're talking to us in Ohio, and we're on terrestrial radio, and we just want to know where you're calling from. But go ahead, because I like this conversation. This is good for me.
Okay, I want the I don't know names. I want the woman.
I'm Tracy.
Okay, you're Tracy, and that's the mother.
And the other girl is Annie.
Annie. Annie, I want you to understand that that's not what I'm saying. LGBT community is nothing new to me. That's not the concern with me as a parent. My concern is, when, like I said, the Macy Day Parade, that was a concern because I didn't see the purpose of those adults dancing in the show. But going back to the topic of children in the classroom, okay, I was a tomboy growing up, but I was a girl. You understand what I'm saying? it's okay. You know, we knew plenty of girls who dressed up like boys that was tomboys and she was a girl, even if we thought she was gay, whatever the sexuality may have been. But when you're going to a point where the child is transgender, where this child is saying, I want to be referred to as a boy, and this boy says, I want to be referred to as a girl or he or she, because that's what it's coming to even with adults. If you work, if you're in a work environment and you, if I want to be called Mr. Amenti, you have to call me Mr., though you see a woman standing right here. You see what I'm saying? Or whatever my transgender situation may be. And I because it's now children, you know, young children, I feel that it's also more dangerous. It's also more dangerous for children that small as well, because
it's not a good way to be.
But no, let me ask you this. So do you, now, Annie, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Should I allow my child under the age of 7 years old to transgender?
No way.
I'm with you. Oh, hold on, Pianki, hold up. I asked Annie because she's in the studio. I'm gonna ask Dix and I'm gonna ask everybody. But do you think that my child under the age of 7 years old, I should allow my child to transgender?
If I was a mother and I had a child that said, "Mom, I'm a boy. Where's my boy parts?" I would take them to a counselor, and I would be fully supportive.
That's not what I asked you. I said, under the age of 7, do you think that I allow my child to transgender? Because in today's society, what we're doing is we are allowing children under the age of 7 years old to begin the transgender process. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I do.
Hold on. Pianki, go ahead.
No, I don't think so, and I was going to ask Amenta. Today is Wednesday. He wants to be a boy, but Friday, do he want to change back to being a girl?
If they change their minds that quickly, then they're not really transgender.
But you missed my point. I said under the age of 7.
That's
do you really know your sexual identity?
Right.
Before you turn until you reach puberty.
Right. We're not talking about someone that's their hormones are working already. When you're 7 years old, your hormones haven't even started yet.
When you're 7, you're identifying with what's going on around you. You may see something that's cool that the boys could do. You think you might want to do that, whatever. No, at 7 years old, no. I wouldn't even let my underage child transgender. I'm sorry. When you turn 18, get on, and you start paying your own bills and whatnot, then you can make that decision. But
you
got to
understand, I'm so old-fashioned, I don't think anybody under the age of 21 ought to get a tattoo.
I have to.
You are old-fashioned.
Yeah, I want to say something else. I know a young man right now. When I met him, I know him for a long time. He was a young boy, but he identified himself as a homosexual boy, and his mother knew that. As young as like 14 years old, she allowed him to have breasts. She allowed him to the point. Yes, she allowed him to get hormones to get breasts. All the way till now, he is a full transgendered woman, as they would call it. And he's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. He's very beautiful. But I have to now question the mother for allowing that, because what's deep about it is he has nothing but brothers. And those brothers have cut him off and don't even talk to him. And you understand what I'm saying? It's almost split the family up. So it's like, you know, because she, you know, the mother said she always wanted a girl, and that's a whole nother topic. But it falls into the responsibility of the parent as well. And for me, if my child, as you hear him in the back, my 2-year-old, he's very boyish. But if he was to say, "Mom, I want to wear a dress" or anything like that, and he wanted to do that, of course I would talk to my child, like, what's going on or whatever, because I'm strict. My little boy is a boy. And his sister, he has older sister. If she puts a dress on him or anything, I'm like, take that off. You understand? I'm like, don't dress your brother as a girl. Don't put no bows in his hair. I'm very strict like that. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm with you on that. I stand with you with that.
There's
a harm with that.
Why?
Because children, young boys do not dress up with pink tutus on and become a ballerina at the age of 4. You don't put that kind of spirit and or that kind of affirmation in them.
There are straight male ballerinas.
We're not, I said a tutu. I didn't say.
We talking about transgender, and on top of that, boys are, I don't know, boys are boys. Like, they're rough. They don't sit their ass down. Excuse my language.
Oh.
They're boys are boys, you know? And but like I said, just thought about it. That example, if his sister was to do something like that, we get on her. Me and Dad, get on her, like, don't do that. Because he doesn't know nothing about that. And if I allow him to do that, he's going to think he's a ballerina too, you know? And it's not cool. It's not cool.
Well, for example, if mom has a new baby in the house and you've got a 7-year-old boy and he picks up a teddy bear and wants to feed it a bottle, that does not mean he's being effeminate. He's just acting out what he sees mom doing.
No, that's not. It's psychology to that too, because we tell boys not to play with dolls, but yet we want boys to raise their children and they don't want to play with that doll. So that's like real psychological. With my husband, he's against children playing, my son playing with a doll, even though I'm not against it. But he's
what about
against
G.I. Joe? What about G.I.
Joe? I don't even have G.I.
Joe.
You know what?
Who has a black G.I. Joe?
You know what? I try not to even have dolls in my house. My son actually is a car person. He loves cars and machines and stuff like that. And my daughter, she's into science. So I try to keep her into that type of stuff, video games and stuff with her mind. Because I really try to avoid the doll thing, because it's something real psychological with that.
We did with my nephew. We only have girls. We've had girls. He's the only boy in our family, in our immediate family. With my nephew, all the girls would play Barbie, and he wouldn't play Barbie, and I feel left out. So we started just buying him the boy Barbies. But we also explained to the girls that the girls play the girl roles and the boy, and he plays the boy roles. Now, when it came to him emanating, being a father, pretending he's a father, you know, feeding the baby, changing, we got him boy dolls, because like I was telling my sister, I said, you don't want to tell him not to take care of a doll, a baby, like daddy takes care of baby, like daddy takes care of him. You want him, let him know that it's okay. So we got boy dolls, and he fed it, changed his clothes and everything, but he understood that he was playing the role of daddy.
Hold on a second, Diva. 407, your mic is on.
Hey, Tracy, this is me. This is Alex.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
I got a question for you, Alex, because you listened in. You heard a little bit of this conversation. Now, you've got, I think, two boys, and you got one on the way. I think you're going to have a girl.
Hopefully
how do
we
you
got a
think
girl.
About, huh? Hopefully we got
yeah,
a girl.
Hopefully we get a girl this time, yeah.
How do you feel about this transgender, I'm going to dress up your boy in a little girl, in a little girl's dress?
I can't say it on the radio, Tracy. It's some
fragile. Sounds about like
bull.
What I think.
I'm gonna come babysit for you down there in Florida, and we gonna be playing house, and I'm gonna put a boa on him, and I'm gonna pimp out his hair and put a weave on him and put a wig on him and some lipstick, and I'm gonna let him play because we just playing. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
It's going to be some furniture moving in that house.
But that help you deliver that beat down? Because you asked me for why you did it to my son.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, my God.
Well,
you know.
What's wrong with this?
You guys touched on it. I mean, you guys talked about it already. I mean, children at that age, they're very impressionable. They don't know who they are. They're learning from their – and they're predominantly learning from their environment. I am vehemently against transgender nonsense being, you know, in these schools. I think, was it the person in studio with you saying that she doesn't see, you know, how, what the harm is, you know?
Gender is a social construct just like race.
Yes,
it's
it is.
Whoa.
It's not an
important
thing.
Gender is biologic.
Well, yeah.
Either you
that's
have
right.
boy parts or girl parts.
There are some hormonal differences, but it's basic. It's not important.
But
what do you mean it's not important?
It's not important. I don't.
If
think
you can listen, if you got to go adopt a baby to have a baby, then you got to tell me there's something wrong with this.
Dude, there are too many babies anyway. So
no, there are not.
The world is like incredibly
babies
overpopulated.
No way.
No.
You
think
the world's overpopulated?
No.
Alex.
Alex was speaking.
The lack of freedom is the problem with the world, not overpopulation.
You see, and see, that's the problem I have, too.
Hold on, guys, one at a time. Hold on, was that Alex or was that Diva?
Well, I just have to finish what I was
saying. Oh, Alex. Did he just
Hold on. Let Alex finish. What were you saying, Alex?
Well, just to address what she was saying about, you know, transgender kids in that classroom, what's the harm in it, I think that for a long time, you know, educators have recognized that the ethos in a classroom is very important. And that this is why, you know, Catholic schools, private schools, they have uniforms for the boys and the girls, because it enforces a certain ethos in that classroom for learning. Other things, they just become distractions. And some things have been ethnocentric, like hairstyles. You can't have certain hairstyles. But, you know, most private schools have come a long way in addressing that, but, you know, the ethos in a learning environment is very important. And so to, you know, allow all these kind of things, it's a disruption to the purpose of education. The education is not for any of that. And that's, you know, I think that parents need to wait till children become of age where they can, to adult age where then they can make their own sound decisions, but make sure that they have a good education where they can critically think and they're well-rounded. But, you know, all this stuff early on in schools, it just makes me angry, because it's just such nonsense, and it's really the people that we're hurting is our kids.
Hey, Tracy.
Well, Alex.
Hold on. Yeah. Go ahead, Dick.
Isn't there a lot of evidence that even, especially during the high school years, that separating boys and girls, they actually learn better if they're separated into boys
absolutely.
And girl classes?
Absolutely. Because
there's not as many distractions.
And you don't think that has anything to do with the societal pressure?
No,
that has to do with hormones.
Yeah,
because they have
it's a
famous black stew in Mississippi called Piney Woods. It's all boys. Go ahead, Alex, I'm sorry. I say they have a famous black boarding school in Mississippi called Piney Woods. It's all boys. Well, can I mention something else, too, to make this thought go a little further? Suppose you're a transgender boy who says all of a sudden, I think I'm a girl, and you let him dress up as a girl and so on and so on. Now, suppose he go out in society and commit a crime and has got to go to prison.
He's in trouble.
I can answer that. In prison, they go by what you have. So even if you say you're a transgender or whatever, if you still have your parts, a man part, that's where you're going. You're going
to
be
like the cheerleaders in the longest yard.
If you
he's a transgender, he's going to be a transgendered part.
He's going to look like a cheerleader.
I have a question for you guys.
Just want to finish what I was saying. And then when he goes to prison, let's say he has breasts and all that stuff too, when he goes to prison, he's going to be in protective custody because he's going to be classified as like a sensitive prisoner, sensitive needs prisoner, because he's going to be more in danger being in prison like that, because he's going to, you know.
I would hope so. People that are transgender are in danger just by living their daily lives, not even in prison. Such high crime rates committed against them.
I don't think we should spend taxpayer dollars to put him under protective custody.
Wait a minute. They shouldn't put the molesters under protective custody. I feel like that's an argument, too. I feel like they should go to prison. You know, fuck protecting them, too.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Listen, we on terrestrial radio, too. You can't say bad words.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't curse.
Anything you don't let your kids say, you can't say here.
Okay, you're right, because I don't curse.
Okay.
I don't curse. I apologize, everyone.
Okay.
I say forget the child molesters. They shouldn't be in protective custody, but they still get it because they're still human and they still have their rights even in prison, because the prison has control their prison.
You know, we can have a discussion on that all in itself, because I think prisoners have too many rights. That's my personal opinion. I think when you go, you lose your rights. But that's just my personal
and
opinion.
And I think child molesters have too many hands.
In my personal opinion, prison should be rehabilitation, not punishment.
It depends on if you're rehabilitated. We're not in a rehabilitation system.
Well, people leave prison and commit the same crimes, and they go right back to prison. So I don't know what the point of prison is.
Well, now, wait a minute, though. But there's another caveat to that.
That's
though.
Money.
Because
go back to our topic, because we're going somewhere else.
Yeah,
we'll get to that.
We'll get back to transgender.
Go ahead, Diva.
Because the only thing that I have a problem with this is that I'm hearing that transgender boys shouldn't be around girls in certain aspects. The only reason why I say boys should be separated from girls in certain things is because of the sexual attraction that naturally happens between heterosexual boys and girls. But if you have a transgender who is around the same sex, even in intimate situations, you really don't have to worry about intimacy. So someone who is transgender and commits crime, I let them go to a female prison. You don't have to worry about him sleeping with the females.
Not necessarily, because that's not true. That's not, listen, see, that's the thing.
If they're transgender, they're not necessarily gay.
No, no, that's the thing. That's what a lot of people need to understand. Just because a man is
with, people that are gay.
Yeah,
there's a lot of transgender people that are not gay too.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. It doesn't have anything to do with sexuality. Because a woman could dress up like a man and like men. It doesn't and consider herself a gay man. This is what I'm trying to say. When you go into that world as transgender, it's a whole nother world that can't be understood. And on top of that, when you are now putting children in that world, it, to me, I'm concerned about that. And y'all are talking to a woman who I've been to the village. I've talked to who was transgender. I've had my life. I've been around people like this and actually sat down and talked to them. And I'm telling you, for young children to be in that world at such an early age, middle school, high school, it's, to me, I'm concerned about that. And we need to look at something going on much deeper. It's time to pay attention to the children and the parents to see what's truly going on.
Well, let me ask you another question.
Genocide. Hold on, Pianki. Hold on. Because I got to take a break. You can guys can talk about this during the break. Private caller, your mic is on.
Yeah, I just wanted to. I worked at the prison. You know, women and the men, it was a men's prison. But the men are put in there. Even if they were taking hormones, they still were in the prison with the men. And you can't separate them. Because unless you can't put somebody in D.C. unless they're willing to go there, if they don't commit any crime or in there, you can't put them in D.C. They'll be out with everybody else unless they actually go there for protective custody.
Oh.
Okay, okay.
Hey, listen, Diva, you want to handle this and be good while I'm gone?
I'm about to go eat me something to eat. I'm starving.
Hold on. I got to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
To housing. Zandi calls the report fantastic. Manufacturing jobs also showed an improvement last month. Backing for his number two by President Obama, this follows harsh criticism of Vice President Joe Biden in a new book by the former Defense Secretary Robert Gates. The
My
National
goodness,
Security
I
Council
won't listen
issued
to that
a statement
mess.
Today saying that Obama relies on Biden's good counsel every day. ABC's Jonathan Carl says Gates has scathing words as well for Congress.
He says of Congress that they are uncivil, incompetent, hypocritical, egotistical, thin-skinned, and prone to put self and re-election before country.
Gates has warm praise for the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, calling her smart, idealistic, but also pragmatic. The Arctic blast of cold weather in much of the country is not over yet, but conditions are easing somewhat. Temperatures are not quite as low as they were yesterday. Do you eat out a lot? Restaurant food is often loaded up with calories and fat. Amy Auchincloss, a professor at Drexel University, worked on a new study of restaurant food.
They are larger in portion size, more calories, more saturated fat, more sodium even than are in fast food meals.
At the average sit-down place, half an appetizer, an entree, a drink, and half a dessert add up to nearly 2,000 calories. This is ABC News.
Are you a woman over 40? Do you want to lose weight and body fat? Does it seem harder than ever to lose weight? Do you ever experience hot flashes or have trouble falling asleep? You're not alone, and it's not your fault. Stubborn weight gain, hot flashes, and sleeplessness are common symptoms of menopause. But here's some great news about two great products. Ambrin can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambrin Weight Loss, a powerful new product that will help you get the results you want. Call now and ask how you can receive a free sample of Ambrin Weight Loss and start losing weight. Just call 1-800-229-0134. You can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. But you must call now. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer. To claim your complimentary free sample, call right now at 1-800-229-0134. That's 1-800-229-0134.
Four men charged in the fatal carjacking of a young lawyer outside an upscale New Jersey shopping mall last month have pleaded not guilty in a court appearance today.
State against Kareef Ford.
Kareef Ford, Basim Henry, Kevin Roberts, and Hanif Thompson faced murder, carjacking, and other charges in last month's death of Dustin Friedland, who was shot in the head after helping his wife into their Range Rover. Prosecutors believe the car was the target. Public defenders for all four men entered not guilty pleas on their behalf, and bail was continued at $2 million each. The crime outraged the community, prosecutors said, for its sheer senselessness.
ABC's Aaron Katursky at the court. Dennis Rodman sang happy birthday to the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un before leading a squad of former NBA stars onto the court in the North Korean capital this morning. Rodman has said that the game is part of his basketball diplomacy with the North. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Attention all healthcare professionals. Is your practice accepting new patients? Are you looking to grow your business? If so, listen to this opportunity. Our radio station, which is part of Cumulus Media, is publishing and distributing 20,000 free local medical guides this spring. It includes a physician's listing, as well as marketing opportunities for your practice. This is a great opportunity for you to attract new patients. Make sure your practice is included in the medical guide. For all the details, call me, Brad Marshall, at 330-779-8127.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all-natural products. With 35 years' experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
Fit Family. Unique. Individualized and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
And now, it's the News Talk 600 Drilling Down Report.
On the front page of the January issue of the Business Journal, area wells lag others in Utica. Dan O'Brien reports a lack of infrastructure in Trumbull, Mahoning, and Columbiana counties is keeping wells from flowing at capacity. According to a report issued December 31st by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, production among drillers in the three-county area is well behind similar wells drilled in the southern portion of the Utica. The report includes production numbers from 245 producing wells drilled by 17 companies. Many wells in the area did not report or were not in use due to a lack of pipeline infrastructure. Five wells in Mahoning County reported results, with the most productive natural gas well, Hillcorp's Carbon Limestone well in Poland Township. Over 92 days, it produced 340 million cubic feet of natural gas. By comparison, Gulfport Energy's Stutzman well in Belmont County produced 1.2 billion cubic feet in 89 days. Similar wells in Harrison, Noble, and Monroe counties are also proving very productive, due in part to the recent buildup of infrastructure in those counties. Hopes are that positive results will start coming in from the exploratory wells in the area, which will result in a similar build-out of infrastructure here. While production may be lagging, a new report from the Youngstown Warren Regional Chamber says the impact of the shale industry on the region's economy is without question. The report finds more than 4,000 direct and indirect jobs have been added in the area since 2010 as a result of shale development, with more than $5 billion worth of investment.
President and CEO of the Youngstown Warren Regional Chamber, Tom Humphreys.
Really what we're trying to do is get that message out that the industry has been servicing us well. There's been a lot of speculation on how many jobs would come out of this, what's the capital investment, and what we wanted to try to do is bring it down to numbers that you can measure and see.
And the Chamber says those numbers are likely to grow as more and more vehicles move away from petroleum and to natural gas as a fuel source.
If you look at the investment to retool those stations so they can offer that service at each one of the traditional gas stations, it's an economic factor to us because of the dollars that have to be spent to upgrade that facility. And those numbers run anywhere from $100,000 to $500,000.
The report also says that since 2010, there have been 25 job creation and investment projects in the area related to the oil and gas industry.
For more information, go to businessjournaldaily.com. With this week's Drilling Down Report, I'm Michael Moliterno.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher.
WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back. I'm listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Guys in the chat room, I'm so sorry. I forgot to turn the mics out. Diva left out, and I forgot to turn the mics out. You guys should have said something. The number here is 347-945-5229 if you want to call us locally. You can. That number is 330-781-9600. Six and Annie are here in the studio with me. I've got Alex on the phone. Pianki's out there. Private Caller is out there. And Aminti from New York is out there. I want to welcome her to Tracy and Friends. Great conversation because it's something that is There's so much going on out there,
yeah.
and I was talking to Annie during the break about just how we are shaping the minds of our young, and I don't think it's good.
I have something to say that I think all of you should know.
What?
This is just basic respect. This is Coots. When somebody identifies as a gender, you use the pronouns of the gender they identify as, no matter how they look. If they say, hi, I'm a girl, you call her or she.
But let me ask you this, Annie.
That's just considered respectful no matter what your opinion on the subject is.
But let me ask you a question, because that's a great statement.
Okay.
There are those of us who are a lot, I can say that are quite old-fashioned and or conservative in our thinking. If you've been Annie all your life, and I've known you since you were two, and I've been calling you Annie, it's like a nickname. You know, I got cousins, and
if
their name
Chastity.
I mean, if their name their name has been, you know,
Chastity.
I'm not going to go Chastity. We've been naming, you know, we've been naming her Boo Boo. Mm-hmm. Boo Boo been Boo Boo since Boo Boo was a Boo Boo. And so now she's gone to college, and she comes home and she says, "Well, I'd prefer that you call me, you know, my God given name, which is Amanda." And we say, "No, your name Boo Boo, and that's the name that you're gonna." Because I've never called you. I've been calling you Boo Boo for 30 years. Now you want to be called by another name? I'm not doing that. So if you've always been Annie, and you come home at 19, and now your name is John. What am I supposed to do with that?
Well, I think if you're really close to that person, it's between you and that person. But if it's kind of like a more casual acquaintance, then...
No, we're talking about family members. We're not talking about casual acquaintance. I've known you all my life. You have been this name all your life, and now you want me to call you.
Well, I don't know, Tracy. I would probably, like, have a chat with you if it really bothered me. And if... it just kept going, and...
What's wrong with a man named Annie?
Then I would just...
A boy named Sue.
That's what I'm saying. Boy, what's wrong with that?
Hey, Tracy. It's considered disrespectful.
It ain't disrespectful.
It's considered I guess it's just considered disrespectful.
That ain't disrespectful. Disrespectful is you going out
some
and changing my name after 30 years.
Some people really want to get away from their past.
And I think that's more of the... I think that's a more of an issue there than it is anything else.
Hey,
you know,
I think people should be able to do what they want.
Yeah, Alice.
I'm gonna tell you, and this is from personal experience, not necessarily probably a couple of times transgender, but just in general, I call people what they want to be called. This reminds me of that argument from in that movie Coming to America, when he was arguing in the barbershop about Muhammad Ali, and the guy was like,
Flash,
you know. His mama named him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay. You know, Cassius Clay. But, seriously, people for, you know, ethnic pride or religion and even, you know, transgender reasons or sexual orientation or whatever, they want to be called something else. And, you know, I have people that have changed their names to African names. I know a lot of people who've converted to Islam, and so now they're Muhammad whatever. And, you know, it's
Alex.
I respect them, all I'm saying is what she was saying the lady in your studio. I hear what she's saying, and I believe that as well. I respect people for what they want to be called, and so I get that. But you know, I'm just saying, don't you can't force certain things on people, and there should be certain common decency, especially when it comes to schools and stuff like that.
Well, you know what?
Hold on, Pia, because I don't think common decency is one thing, but some things have gone entirely too far.
Mm-hmm.
And entirely too far is when you're looking at, they are now teaching transgender in schools.
Which is too far.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's my understanding that this law in California, even, you can decide day by day which bathroom you want to use. It isn't like you come in at the beginning of the year and say, my child is X, and I want my child to use this bathroom and this locker room. And they're even... taking that on to sports teams.
Children are cruel.
Right.
Teenagers are cruel. I don't know. I don't see how anybody would ever go out of the way to become different, to become something out
but
of the
But they
norm.
Do
that
things.
Is just
but,
making,
but they do those
you
things.
You ain't never been a teenage boy, have you?
It's crazy.
Believe me. I can see a 16-year-old boy putting on a skirt and saying, today I want to be a girl just so he can get in a girl's locker room. I can see one doing it.
That sounds like something from a terrible comedy movie.
It's not made by terrible.
Hey, Bianchi, can you see a 16-year-old boy doing that?
Yes, this whole idea is terrible. But you know what? I have seen where a Nigerian teacher in a public school in my district, where the parents took their children out of his classroom because they said he spoke with an accent. Now, and another thing, you have immigrants that come to America and change their names because Americans, out of disrespect or whatever, is too lazy to try to learn how to pronounce their given name honestly.
But that's been done for way over 100 years. I mean, even the people that came from Eastern Europe across Ellis Island changed their names because
they had no choice because they couldn't get a job unless they did. But changing my name.
And Jews changed their names to escape persecution.
Yep.
But see, changing my name for social acceptance and changing my name and me coming in and I've been Mrs. Tracy, for the last 50 years. And tomorrow I call up and my voice drops like 3 octave, 4 octave lower. And now I'm gonna put on a.
Saying you're a school teacher and you come back.
And I'm gonna come back and I'm come back.
Summer break.
I'm gonna come back. Cassidy Sundance. Talking about my name is Mr. Tracy. Come on now.
And Tracy can be
week,
a man's
name. I was trying to see. Said that I thought about that.
You know what? When you guys talk about people that are transgender, you say, oh, next week, oh, tomorrow, they change. They don't change. People who are transgender know what they are.
No, they don't. Not as we're talking about young people. We're not talking about old people. Old people do what old people do, and they all crazy. I'm talking about teenagers and young kids. They don't know, and we have woken up we wake up their sexuality entirely too young.
There is
no reason why my child should be knowing about sexual things that I did not teach them.
Gender identity and sexual identity are two completely separate concepts.
Gender identity. We're talking about, gender identity. Because remember, we've already come to the baseline that there are people out there who are transgender, yet they are heterosexual.
Okay.
Okay? They're not gay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
So that is, we understand just because you're transgender does not mean that you're gay. But
mm-hmm.
But I know there are men who like to dress up looking like women, going to work with a weave, lipstick, and nails and hair, but they want to come home to their wife, whatever that means.
Some men like to see their woman in a t-shirt and boxers.
Right, but what I'm saying is, but see, this is the point. The point is that we're all adults, so therefore it's okay because we're mature enough to do that. But when you're talking about children, it's a whole nother ball game, and that's where my concern comes in. The children, we have to look at something much more because if this is going on, I say that we need to then teach boys and girls about getting along with each other. Teach our girls about men, our men about women. You understand what I'm saying? It has to be that equality between that and teach it the same. That way we can learn how to understand these things. I know I'm sounding scattered, but I hope you all understand where I'm coming from. Because when you watch cartoons, look at this. You always see boy likes girl, girl likes boy. Or a girl likes the boy and the girl doesn't like him and she eventually... So our children see male and female like each other constantly on the TV screen. So it has nothing so much to do with sexuality. They see that that's how things are. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I didn't let my child look at that and they accuse me of child abuse. But you don't have to teach your children to like anybody. You teach them to respect who they like and who they dislike. They have a right to.
Well,
but you have no right
kids,
to teach my child that they can choose their gender identity either. And gender identity is being taught in the schools.
And it shouldn't be.
And it shouldn't be because he's like I'm saying too. Like, okay, my daughter, she sees like the princess and the frog. She goes to me, she says, Mommy, I'm going to get me a prince. I'm going to kiss a frog and he's going to turn into a prince. Okay, Larissa, go ahead, go in your room. But you see, it's not, you understand what I'm saying? That's Disney and that's all these different things. But she's not saying she has a boyfriend and all this other stuff. If she's exposed to that, that's because she's exposed to that through TV or whatever, but yet she does see her mommy is with a man. So she does see that, but it's not so important that it needs to be talked about, that it's so gender roles and all this stuff for little children because they're children. They don't care about that stuff.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
You know, I was, this kind of ties in, I was talking to Alabama about this the other day. And, you know, it comes down to we're not really, you know, all this stuff has no place in schools. It has no place in the schools.
Can you take the dog out?
We need to stick to the basics of teaching. You know, if we spent this much time on actually educating our kids would be, you know, number one in the world. But yet we're like 26th or
30th. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. How about that organization, Glensing, Tracy? Kevin Jennings, who was appointed by Obama as the Safe Schools Czar. Back several years ago, Kevin Jennings with the organization Glensing had a conference in one of the schools, elementary schools in Massachusetts, where they was teaching the children what it's okay to swallow or teaching them fisting. So that is totally ridiculous. Those people should have been put in jail for doing that.
Dude, what?
What is Glenn saying?
They was teaching the children whether it was okay to swallow or teaching them about fisting, F-I-S-T-I-N-G. They was busting children to this Congress, this conference.
Well, didn't,
look it up
also,
on the internet. It's called the Fistgate Scandal.
But
didn't he also get in trouble because a 16-year-old came to him about having relations with an older man, and he told him, go ahead. Kevin Jennings?
Probably so.
Okay. I'll look it up.
Dude.
You know where I think the root of all this is, in my opinion, is when people thought it was a great idea to teach sex education in school. I think that's something that it should be left to the parents. It should be left to the family. I don't agree with the concept of public education anyway. But if you should not be teaching sex education in class and school. The only thing, the only thing about sex education that should be taught should be from a scientific basis in life science class about reproduction, and that's about all. All living things, how living things reproduce. But beyond that, there should be no sex education in school. And that's where the root of this, where it comes from, in my opinion.
I think most of our problems have come from allowing the schools and the public system to take over the knowledge of our children in the first place. Because there's more stuff being taught in the schools to our children than being taught in our homes to our children today.
What do you guys
let me
think
say,
of?
I'm glad you said that, because this is where and here's another argument I have. You want to push transgender children to school in unisex bathrooms, but my argument is if you want to do all this, then you need to change the black history that you're teaching our children, because it's not benefiting to their self-esteem.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this to a whole nother level. That black history that our children that are taught, that they're being taught, which is not the truth, does not benefit to their self-esteem. It does not have anything to do with where their culture, our children's culture, come from. If you want to really change something, how about you change that? How about we put Ivan Van Sertum or the Moors and that in there? Then, you understand what I'm saying? But you want to talk about transgender children? Are you serious?
Hold on now. I got a question for you then. So if you want to go there and you think that, so why is it that we as African Americans are not adopting the gay as the new black?
Hold on, adopting to the gay is a new black, because we're much more than gay. We're much more than that. It's not
No. The civil rights leaders right now have adopted that gay is the new black, so they are fighting for their rights more so than they're fighting for any of yours.
Yeah, that's you're right. Not only that, Arizona is doing away with ethnic history in the school. They're trying to anyway.
It's a man. It's that's what I'm getting at. Like, you want to? Once again, I'm not. Someone's sexuality is their business. But if you're going to go into the school system, let's really talk about it. Let's change how our children are being taught black history, because that's not our history. That is not our story.
But that's not the point. Remember, we have taken all of our history and we have given it to someone else to tell us, and we have taken our family union and we've destroyed it. And this is not just, and I say this because you're talking about black history, but I'm talking about, this is white history also. This is American mm-hmm. history at large.
Yeah,
we are allowing someone else to teach our children. So when you even look at the structure of a family home, tell me how is it in 1950 you can have more family structure in the black home where you had a father and a mother
mm-hmm.
and children. And then today you got 72% of African-American children being raised by single-parent homes, and the majority of them being women. You can have mm-hmm. almost 40% of African-American males being incarcerated and or having a record.
Mm-hmm.
And you have blended homes where you don't actually, there are very, very, very few homes where you do not have blended families.
Yep.
White or black, in the mm-hmm. church or out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you call that normal.
Well, and that's,
the only
that's
one that got normal families now is gay people.
Oh, shit.
Well, you know, Tracy, this is why public education doesn't work. There's no way that you can sort out all these problems with a one-size-fits-all platform to educate everyone. It's just not going to work. It never has, and it never will. And the more we try to do it, the more big government tries to expand to, you know, dictate and craft and do all this stuff with our education, the dumber we're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why we keep getting dumber. That, if you look at the expansion of when, I forget which president, but when he made the Department of Education its own department.
Jimmy Carter.
It used to be just an office, and then made it its own department, and it just kept growing. If you look at our education, the kids in this country have gotten dumber and dumber the bigger government education has gotten.
And I agree. I totally agree.
And so it goes back to what I said at the beginning of the program about education and knowledge. We have given our society, we've given our whole lifestyle over to a system that does not care about us. And we think because they are the government, they're doing something in our favor, when the only thing that they're doing in our favor is mobilizing us for their own success. It's not for our own success. And until
mm-hmm.
we realize it, they're going to take us to slaughter.
Yep. Yep.
And as long as you're transgendered, and as long as you are into a system that is a place where you can produce, then they're happy.
And if you notice, this is so interesting with the patriarchy that goes on with it, you're finding more gay men, transsexual gender men, than you are seeing women all over the TV screen. You would have a show with nothing but gay men, but you wouldn't see no show like that for a woman. And it's not debate. I'm just making a point there too. So we have to look at that as well. It's like the main target. I'm not gonna say a target, but I just noticed that it's mostly men, mainly black men, and
I'm gonna tell you, very strong
looking black men too. Not no feminine looking black. These are men
looking
men.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, I think that if a person is gay, they need to reveal that to you. If you're going to marry a man, that man should reveal if he's gay now or have ever been gay, because you're talking about the circumstances that deal with your health.
Oh, totally. And I've known, but you know what? It's harder for men. I knew a brother like that. He loved this woman. He wanted to marry her. I said, are you going to tell her about the men you've been with, your past and everything? He said, you know, I think I am, whatever, but he pretty much didn't answer me straight. But for men, especially black men, it's harder for a man to share that with a woman.
How is that harder?
Unless that woman is homosexual herself or bisexual herself, he can share it. But other than that, he can't do it.
Well, if it's hard for him to do that, what else would it be hard for him to tell the truth on?
Actually, you know what? Never mind.
Never Matt, mind. Is that you?
Sounds like Mike.
Yeah, that's me. I'm sorry.
How you doing, darling?
I'm good. My kids are home again today because of the global warming. So I have them interrupting me and such.
Well,
hey, welcome to the mornings, Tracy. I haven't talked to you since you've been on in the morning.
I know. Welcome to the mornings. How you doing?
I'm good.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends in the AM.
Hey, Matt.
In the a.m. I can finally drink coffee, like you have the picture with the coffee. I can finally drink
absolutely
coffee. Hey, Matt.
How you
absolutely
doing, Bianchi?
She's getting us up.
I'm going to ask you how you're doing, but I'm going to leave off the darlings.
Matt's good over here. We survived the weather. I just wanted to call and welcome you to the a.m. here and chime in a little bit on your conversation.
What do you think?
Well, I say, you know, I totally agree that with Alex that these sex education classes need to be left out of school. I think that's something for the family unit, for the parental unit, even when it comes to gay and lesbian subjects. I still think that that's up to the family and the parental core to explain to their children. I've explained it to my children to a point where I allow them to have their own opinions when they as they grow and as they see things. As you know, I'm not, you know, I'm not anti-gay in any way, shape, or form. I don't have a problem with gay marriage, but I think it is something that needs to be talked to children about. But I also think it's important for them to be left to their own opinions when the facts are presented. That being said, all this conversation you guys are having always leads me to one person who strangely is again in the news, and that would be Dennis Rodman. He really quantified all of this, transgender, everything you've been talking about this morning. And unfortunately, the man doesn't
Dennis
even know.
Dennis Rodman's not transgender.
Dennis Rodman is
just crazy.
Dennis Rodman isn't transgender. He's eccentric. He's a weirdo.
No, he ain't eccentric. He's crazy.
He's crazy, but he actually called himself transgender a couple years ago. I can't believe you guys missed that story.
No. Just because Howard Hughes
was eccentric.
Just because you call yourself a car doesn't mean because you stand in a garage.
Dennis Rodman was a heck of a basketball player.
I didn't know he identified that way.
He identified crazy. He just.
He bought his mom when his own woman left him, a wife left him, something happened.
Yeah.
And that's when he started coloring his hair. You got to hear his story.
You
got to think it had nothing to do with a woman. I think it had to do with
you got it. When he was playing for the Bulls, the first couple years he was straight as an arrow. He was playing, and something happened between he and his wife and his kids, and he went off a cliff, and he ain't come back yet.
Yeah,
so you don't think it's chemically induced?
Yeah, he found out his wife was bi.
He cheated on her. That's what he did. She caught him in bed with another woman. And you know why I always say that, where did you guys come from? Did you fall out of the ceiling? That's exactly what he said to Carmen Electra when she caught him in bed with somebody. Carmen Electra said, that woman came.
No, this is before Carmen.
How many wives has he had? Because I saw a woman on Pawn Stars selling his jerseys.
No. This is way
before.
Free.
This is early years when he first started basketball. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is way.
Okay.
He was a real straight-laced, kind of weird, kind of nerdy kind of guy.
Okay, because
Wouldn't have given a black woman wouldn't have given him a time of day, and something happened, whatever happened. Next thing we knew, he was nutty as a fruitcake. Hey, I got a question for you, Matt. I gotta find this out.
All right.
Before I go, because the day is almost over, and then anyone that has children, I need to know when my 10-year-old, 9-year-old, when my child comes home from school, and, you know, kids have a way of asking questions that just blow you off your rocker, and it's a good thing that they can't see the expression behind the expression that you're actually giving them.
Because,
you know, as kids, we ask questions, and some of them are not questions that parents want to talk about just yet. When kids come home and start asking you about transgender before they ask you about their own sexuality and their own gender, how do you answer? How do you have that conversation with them? Because remember, kids have a way of having a conversation, and you're not ready for what comes out.
Yeah, well, I give them my opinion, but I leave it very loosely wide open. If it was a transgender question, I don't believe in transgender. God made you a man. God made you a woman, period. Body parts, autonomy, that's it. You are a man or a woman.
Hold on, let me finish.
Whether you're a gay man or a gay woman is a different story. But God still made you masculine or feminine, and you should go about using those traits and understanding that that is the person that you are and the person that you should be the rest of your life, whether you're gay or not.
No, my question was, how did you explain it to your girls?
Hey.
See, the one thing you telling me your opinion.
Kids.
Yeah, your kids. My question is, when they come home with the question because they met Mr. Ann, and Mr. Ann is now Mr. John, and they come home with the question that you were not prepared. I mean, you said that they were going to school or learning 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, and they didn't come back and found out that in their sex education they're learning transgender.
Right. Let me change.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sid.
Well, you got two daughters, Susie and Sally. They're a year apart. And Sally comes up behind Susie, and Susie had Mr. Smith, and this year Sally's got Mrs. Smith.
Yeah. How do you answer that question to your child?
I take my child out of the classroom.
But you still got to answer the question because they're going to ask you. Alex?
What exactly is the question? What are they?
No.
They
how do you explain to your children? Remember, they're learning about transgender in school right now.
Not my kids. But okay.
You know what?
That's because you're one of the few people.
I would tell them that some people in the world are just confused.
You know,
no.
It's about where you live at, because I'm in New York City, and so my children will be exposed to seeing stuff like that, depending on where we're at, too. If they go to the city and stuff like that, they'll see it more. But my children are really intelligent, you know. My daughter saw the little boy on Glee, and he was all prancing around and singing like a girl, and she was like, "Is that a boy?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And she's like, why he moving like that?" You know, so some children, they already had the idea, you know. I don't know.
Just tell them the truth. There's something wrong with that boy.
No, I don't talk like that. I wouldn't say.
I do. I tell my kids the truth. If my kids are intelligent enough, if they have the curiosity to ask the question, I give my kids an answer in a way that they can understand. That's what I believe. I don't tell my kids fairy tales. I don't lie to them. I tell my kids the truth. Because, my 5-year-old son asked me where babies came from, and I told him, you know, in a way that he could understand, you know. And just that's what I believe, you know, because if you tell them anything else, then what you're doing is you're muting their curiosity and their thirst for knowledge. That's what I believe. I don't believe in telling kids, you know, anything other than the truth, as long as it's not, you know, profane or graphic, you know.
My daughter said, S-E-X, what is that word? And I had to tell her that's a curse word. Don't say that. Because what am I going to tell her?
That's a curse word?
What am I going to tell? She's 6 years old. What am I going to tell her that is?
It's the identity of a person, or she was talking about the other kind of...
She said something that adults do. You're a child.
But that's not what... Well, she just made me think about it. The identity of a person, that makes sense, too. I didn't think about that one.
But listen to this. We are waking up the sexual identity of children way too early. They should be playing. They should have their innocence, and this is what it comes to. They should keep their innocence as long as we possibly can. And here we are. We're talking about children under the age of 10 who curse like sailors and can tell you more about sexual reproductivity than I know about at 50. Heck, I didn't know what a BJ was until I got to 30.
I mean, I have always...
A BJ is a bacon and jam sandwich.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Pionki. That's what I'm saying. And we are waking up the knowledge point of our children way too early. And Americans are just sitting back on the sidelines, actually selling it every day.
Bacon and jelly sandwich.
I'm going to tell you, but 30 years old, not to know what a BJ is way too late.
I'm gonna
tell you, if I have a daughter, I'm gonna be real with her so she can keep a man, you know.
Oh man!
I'm just saying.
Wow.
You know.
Alex, you gonna do background checks on your daughter's potentials?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Boy lying to her and tell her it is a bacon and jelly sandwich. All you gotta do is put your lips on it, girl. You don't want that. You want to tell her. You want to be honest. Early as she can understand what that is.
Oh my God. When she's 19, I'll tell her, you know. But.
I'll be telling mine when she's 17. I'm sorry, these little boys out here, they lie so bad. They lie.
Well, you know
again,
something, too.
Again, I'm just saying, overall, Look at where the look at the timeline of the age with what they're learning when. You remember when, in 1983, the New York Times, for the first time in the history of it, wrote the word gay as meaning homosexual. That has only been 30 years. It's 31 years ago now. Do we not understand where we are coming from and where we are today? Because right now, you can't watch television.
Really, all of this
is just
being discussed, like what you just said about them changing the definition of gay. It's all a political agenda. Everything that we're talking about right now is a political agenda. It's being pushed as that. Are there gays? Yes. Are there I don't even believe in transgender. I don't even think that exists. But our kids are victims of this political move to go ahead and gain a voting base for their own purposes and make people feel bad for a section of the country that's so small that it really has no impact. So what they're trying to do is build their voting base, and that's what our kids are victimized to right now.
Diva, let me ask you a question.
Hold on, Pianki. Go ahead. Hold on, Pianki. She wanted to say something back to what Max said.
So what Max said is he's pretty much saying everything that I've been saying, and, you know, I just agree with him. He's saying everything that I've been saying since I've been on his phone. The children are becoming victims to this. There's something else. My intuition is telling me something else is going on with this. It's not for the benefit of. It's not for the benefit of. Oh, my son he's a girl. He's a girl, and I allow him to wear a dress. It's deeper than that. What reason did that woman have to come on national TV with a book called The Boy Prince's Book? Come on now, and then after this book comes out, you see a whole bunch of transgender children and all this stuff? No. Something's up.
And not only that, why did they put it? I'll write a book and talk about my daughter's a student.
Can I say
But they
something?
Won't put that out there.
Maybe that's why they're making kids wear uniforms, pants, and shirts.
Well, they need to do that anyway, so that can stop the teasing and the bullying. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's what the purpose of uniforms. And uniforms are good for parents, too, because it keeps...
Well, then maybe the confused male don't have to wear a dress. But, Diva, I was going to ask you a question. After you go through all the trouble to explain to your daughter what a BJ is, suppose she asks you, well, Mom, can I get pregnant from it?
I tell her no.
But no, I've got a question for you guys. Do you understand that when I said that, it was not something that was brought up in conversation? Look at, we're talking about 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s children. And look at where we've come in the last 40, 50 years in conversation. Things that we had no idea of when we graduated from school, they know now in the fifth grade and can give you a lesson on them and may have practiced them.
Well, that's for
I knew
parents,
about sex at a young age, but it had nothing to do with what I learned in school. So kids aren't just necessarily learning about sex from school.
The wake up of MTV and the videos and the hip hop age. You got to understand what it has done to our culture.
MTV and hip hop videos.
Diva, you're going. Diva, listen to what I'm saying. The conversation was not an everyday. You cannot watch a television program that does not have transgender, homosexual, and or heterosexual sexuendos.
She's right about that. And on top of that, I want to say something else I've seen growing up. Though I was not having sex, I didn't know there was girls having sex. There was a girl in fifth grade that was pregnant. There was girls in middle school that was pregnant, and even in high school. And those same girls, I'll be 30 this year, they have teenagers, and some of them different baby fathers. So I saw that growing up, and of course my mom kept me from that. But you understand? So I don't know if TV so much had an effect on that part of it, but MTV is very sexual. I don't even think children should watch MTV. Even down to Cartoon Network is not for children.
That kid at the fifth grade was raped.
What? What you said?
No.
At the fifth grade that was pregnant was raped.
Not if it was done by a seventh grader.
I knew a girl. I didn't know the fifth grade girl, but they would talk about her. But of course, she wasn't allowed in the school because they put her somewhere else. But when I was in middle school, I knew three girls that was pregnant. I knew one in the seventh grade that got pregnant, and I knew one in the eighth grade. And when she went to the ninth grade, she got pregnant again.
And you got to realize, when I was in school, we only had two girls in the whole school, in the whole class, that was pregnant. But now you can go through the whole school and find
half
of them.
They got babysitters. They got childcare in the high schools. They have childcare in the high schools nowadays.
In the 90s, it was so much more prevalent in the 90s and early 2000s. Now it's kind of tapered off because when I look at the young girls in my cousin's schools who are still in high school, you don't really see too many girls who are pregnant. Now, when I was in high school, my whole ninth grade class was pregnant.
Listen,
the class behind me,
birth control. Pregnant. Don't forget birth control. So there's still sexually active girls, but there's still some of them on birth control.
And that's what I'm saying. Look at what we've done to our conversation. So just because you don't see the pregnancy of it does not mean you have not awoken the sexual identity of our children way too young. And then we start bringing into homosexual and transgender and this alternative sexual lifestyle and gender identification. And look how early we've done this.
And let me throw another dynamic.
Yeah, if your daughter... wake up one morning with a big herpes on her lip about the size of a marshmallow...
Hold on, Bianchi.
I'm looking at an article here, and they're claiming between 2000, or 1 in 2000 and 1 in 4,500 births are born with both.
What?
Yeah. That's Oregon.
1 in 40, 1 in what?
What?
1 in 45,000?
It says between 1 in 2000 and 1 in 4,500 compared... depending upon who you're talking to.
But you're about a morphodite.
That's
right.
What I've been trying to say
But that's something different. That's not transgender.
Yes, but it supports my point. You have to admit that, like, there's a gray area. There's not just man and woman.
There is. If you got hormones, pumping through your ovaries and you wacky as a doodle frog, you're going to be a woman. If you start having a menstrual cycle.
That's due to the messed up foods we're eating, and also that could be labeled as birth defects.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Go ahead, Ann.
There were cases of hermaphrodites documented in Native American cultures.
Please don't interrupt me. I captured it because you're right. The same thing that's going on there is the same way that we have people who are born with six fingers, six toes, wide ears, crazy looking, all that kind of stuff. It happens.
But
am I wrong?
Yeah, but I don't think...
That's not transgender.
I don't think it's a bad thing. There were transgender people in ancient Egypt.
We are now publicizing transgender, and we're recruiting transgender, and we're trying to shape...
There was no transgender people in Egypt, and that's a part of why black history is all messed up. There were no homosexuals in Egypt. There were no transgenders in Egypt.
Homosexuality
is a human frailty. All cultures.
Yeah.
Hold on, black, brown,
I got to pick up another couple calls. Local call, your mic is on.
Hi, Tracy. It's Dee.
Hey, Dee.
I'm thinking how important it is that we start teaching our children, you know, as babies. We've all played that game with a little toddler where you sit and you say, where are your eyes? You know, where are your ears? Or you're looking at a book and you say, you know, where's the cat? You know, where's the dog? And then you try to trick them up and you say, oh, that's a bird. And they say, no, you know, that's a dog. We teach them at that young age to identify things. Do you mean to tell me that now we're supposed to show them a picture of a person and they say, you know, girl or boy, and we say, we can't say?
Yes, that's what we're saying. That's just what we're saying.
Isn't that crazy?
That's exactly what we're saying.
And that's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. And I am just going to encourage everybody that, you know, you get some of those old books or you draw some pictures and you sit down and you start teaching your children that this is a boy and this is a girl. The boy or the girl, may be confused, but we're not.
We got books I'll call Me and My Two Dads.
Oh, I know. But I'm thinking we better hold on to the old books, you know, those little golden books and the little, you know, I'm old enough to remember Tom and Jerry.
Well, you know, it still comes on.
But I was going to say, when you think about the critical need we have now to teach, and the bottom line is, if these folks want to cross over, who's to say that in time they won't want to come back? Remember that young lady that had the relationship with Ellen DeGeneres? Her name was Ann Hesch.
Yeah. She changed her mind.
She changed her mind, and she's married and has children
there's,
now.
There's such a thing as bisexuality, ma'am.
She
what is, hold on.
Herself.
Do you say hold on? Wait a minute.
Like
are you coming back on Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because Friday we'll bring up this bisexual thing. Let me tell you what that means. It means I like getting my freak on, and I'll do it whatever I want to do it, when I want to do it, how I want to do it. So I really don't care how the freak comes.
You know,
that is bisexual. That's, you can't put that into a sexual identity or a sexual some days I like it.
Bisexuality is not synonymous with promiscuity.
I didn't say promiscuity. It's how I like to have sex. That's just what it is.
You basically said promiscuity. I
said,
I like getting my freak on. That means
depends.
That means promiscuous.
Right. No, that doesn't mean promiscuous.
No, that means one moment I might want a woman. One moment I might want a man.
Not want a man.
I don't want nobody to judge me for it.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, Matt.
I got to go
here, happens,
but
see what happens when we have coffee in the morning.
I just want to leave you with this. What I said before is the absolute truth. Anything to deal with these transgender or homosexuality or whatever it is in the very vast minority, and it's being used as a weapon to condemn those and belittle those and ruin those that don't agree with it. That's what the issue is, in my view. So, I mean, we really got to look at things the way that they truly are. And that's what our political structure is doing to this, and that's why we're having this conversation. But I'll try to call in the next couple of days here.
We're glad to have you around. We're here.
All right,
the coffee is very, very strong in the mornings here on Tracy and Friends.
I'll say. I'll talk to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot. And I'm just saying. You know, bisexual is just who I want to be in relationship with. That's what bisexual means. It's not like I identify with a man or a woman. It depends on how I want to have sex and who I want to have it with. Yeah, Deanna?
Last week, I think it was, did you hear the news about this little boy who, I think in the Pittsburgh area, was being circumcised by the rabbi? And there was an error, a terrible tragedy, but he is... penis was severed, and they put him through, I can't remember how many hours of surgery. They said he needed 6 units of blood, and they were trying to, you know, reattach, you know, his penis and get the blood flow, you know, so that, you know, he would not be mutilated, you know, or from this event. Now, you stop and think how this family is fighting to keep this boy whole. And I think that we really have to attend to the fact that, you know, these sexual organs are part of our body and part of our health. And it is critical that families talk about these issues with their children. I do think that it's a minority that is trying to pervert the whole concept of gender. It's God-given. And I think that there are people who may want to cross-dress or get surgeries to, you know, mutilate their bodies. But the bottom line is this is determined by God. And we as a society, we're just too quiet, I think. You know, the majority of people are too quiet about how they feel. They don't want to offend. And I don't think it's offensive to just say this is my belief.
That's the issue. Just don't tell me what you believe, and don't have a moral compass. But I'm telling you guys, and we're at the end of the day, and I want to thank you for the conversation. Aminti, you got to come back. We're here every day, same time, same place. Every day it changes.
Yeah, I'm
enjoy
sure.
The conversation. I really did, because it's a conversation that we need to have up front.
Yeah. We got to stop being so politically correct. We have to start talking about what needs to be talked about. You know, I'm 30. I have to talk about this. I have children growing up, and I'm concerned. And I have a right to say something as a parent. We all do.
Hey, Sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my grandson is going down to LSU and visit their petroleum engineer program.
Oh, great.
You told me about Marietta.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going tomorrow night, matter of fact.
Good. Let me know how it works out. That's great.
You know, the thing about them, they have live oil wells. I think they got 4 or 6 of them.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Hey, let me get rid of my show. Hi, Pianki. I love you.
I know you do.
Hey, I want to thank all of the callers that called in, the new ones and the old ones. Glad that you're moving with me to my 9 o'clock hour. I'm from 9 to noon now, from Monday through Friday. It's Tracy and friends. We're all still here. Tomorrow, I think Mark Manji's going to be in here. So will Doris Bullock from Fit Family and John. Also, Matt Mason from Mason Wellness and Dr. Brandy from Turning Point Counseling. We're going to be talking about a little bit of everything on tomorrow. It is Health and Wellness Day. We're going to have a great conversation. Look forward to hearing from you. Be back on Friday. Friday, we're going to it'll be open mic again, and we're going to be in open mic for at least a couple weeks, just until we get settled into the 9 o'clock hour, get everybody moved over, trying to make sure we gain more control in the morning, so I'm better in the morning than I am in the afternoon, I hope. And hopefully that you will make it a great day. God bless you. Have a wonderful afternoon. Annie, I'll see you on tomorrow.
Yep.
And we'll see you then. God bless. And enjoy the afternoon.
Everyone faces challenges.